They specialize in family reunion t-shirts, softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Remember when you saw the homeless woman in the snow and you almost volunteered to work in a soup kitchen? Or when you saw the news report about wounded soldiers and you almost visited the veterans hospital? Or when you almost brought dinner to your neighbor with AIDS? Remember all those times you almost helped? You meant to, but somehow you forgot. You were too busy and it slipped your mind. Well, it's only human, this almost giving. But if you almost gave, there's a good chance everybody else almost gave, too. Which means it's quite possible there was no soup kitchen at all, that no one visited those vets, and that your neighbor never got that hot meal. Because almost giving is the same as not giving at all. Don't almost give. Give. To find out how, visit our website at don'talmostgive.org. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin. Just to be close to you. And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait. When you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm.
And I'm Lisa Tan.
Join us Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU.
Randy and I discuss the issues that matter most to you and your animal companions,
such as animal welfare and environmental issues,
and answer your questions about pet care. It's 2 hours of fur, friends, and fun every week with me, Lisbeth Tan.
And me, Randy Grimm. That's Animal Tales.
Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Woof.
Ooh, I'm home.
This is your sofa speaker. I've been waiting for you all day.
Wait, hold on. I am being sweet talked by the couch?
That's right. Just sit down here on your comfy couch and don't move a muscle.
Mm.
Let's just sit and watch TV.
Oh, I really shouldn't.
Come in, let me give you some sugar. You still love chocolate, don't you?
Back off, couch man.
Dorothy?
I'm tired of what you're doing to my friend. Ayana, don't let him sweet talk you.
But baby.
That's enough from you. Let's go window shopping, girl. Like maybe for a new couch.
When temptation is calling, call on your sisters to provide you with the motivation and love you need. Eat right, get active, and reduce your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Go for success with the power of sisterhood. For more information, go to everydaychoices.org. Brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, the Ad Council, and this station.
Looking for time made just for you? Wanting to hear from some young people who are cool and well-informed? Have some questions adults just can't seem to answer? There is a place for you on WGNU Radio. Tune in Sunday nights at 5:30. You'll hear teens talk about stuff teens understand. Find out about the latest in music, sports, and other issues that matter. Finally, a talk show for teens, about teens, by teens, on 9:20 a.m., 5:30 Sunday nights. sponsored by the St. Charles Lwanga Center.
Attention senior friends. Every day here in St. Louis, there is a child who needs you. Your warmth, your hugs, your unselfish inspiration. Answer that need by becoming a foster grandparent. Call Cartner Ritter Senior Services at 918-2297. If you are 60 years of age or older, income eligible, and can share just 20 hours a week at a designated site, as a foster grandparent, you are a paid volunteer and receive reimbursement for your transportation. And of course, there is the joy of knowing you have made a difference in the life of a child. Open your arms and your heart wide. A child is there waiting for you. Join us, 918-2297. Cartner Ritter Senior Services at 918-2297.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Look at all the cars, lots of colored cars. Now there's a blue one. Isn't it pretty? Ooh, look how fast that red one's going. It's red like that stop sign. Like my jacket.
This is a 38-year-old man.
My jacket's not a car, is it? Is my jacket a car? My jacket is red, but it doesn't go fast.
He may sound a little strange to you and me.
Vroom. Vroom, vroom.
But to his 2-year-old son, who's interested in cars and colors, he makes perfect sense.
That's the sound cars make.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments, like eating dinner or just watching cars go by, and turn them into learning moments.
Ooh, look, red car!
Yes! And it's moving awfully fast.
Blue car!
Yes! The man in the red car is about to meet the man in the blue car. Get himself a pretty pink ticket.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brothers, help me understand. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brothers, help me understand.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound at the below knee. Below
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to me, sisters.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound at the below, below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to me, sisters.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Understand, this is for all of my ancestors who were raped, who were killed, and hung because of their plight for freedom and for dignity. They died for me, and they died for you. This is for them to know that, yes, we are still fired up and we're still talking about revolution.
Every one of you, my dear brother, when you go home, here's what I want you to do. We must. Join us. Join the Nation of Islam. Join Congress of Racial Equality. Join SCLC, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. But we must become a totally organized people. And the only way we can do that is to become a part of some organization that is working for the uplift of our people. We must keep the local organizing committees that made this event possible. We must keep them together. Go back and join the local organizing committee. And then all of us as leaders must stay together and make the National African American Leadership Summit inclusive of all of us. Now, many of the people that's in this house right here are put there by the margin of the black vote. So in the next election, we want to see who in here do we want to stay? And who in here do we want to go? And we want to show them that never again will they ever disrespect the black community. We must make them afraid to do evil to us and think they can get away with it. We must be prepared to help them if they're with us, or to punish them if they're against us. And when they're against us, I'm not talking about color. I'm talking about an agenda that's in the best interest of the black, the poor, and the vulnerable in this society.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. An amazing morning coming at you. An amazing morning coming at you. You know that we are going to have, you know, we're going to have Dr. Rosa Kincaid in the studio with me this morning. Wellness 101. And what are we going to be doing? I guess I'm going to get stuck a little bit. We're going to be doing a little in-studio acupuncture. Yes, indeed. Going to get stuck this morning in the studio. That's what we're going to be doing, in-studio acupuncture. It's going to be an amazing morning. We're going to be having many, many, many conversations here, folks, and conversations that you do not want to miss. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We will have many, 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 many things to talk about when I get back. You need to get up. You need to get to me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 28 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and your weather conditions for this Friday the 13th. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into Graham Hanley. That traffic is starting to build this hour. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for traffic is building, especially in the left-hand lanes. Northbound 270 at 44 through Doherty Ferry, look for delays due to heavy volume of traffic. Consequently, eastbound 44 from east of Soccer Park all the way into the 270 interchange, look for some slowdowns. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for that traffic to be rolling at the speed limit, but there's a lot of it out there. Northbound 270 at Highway 70, look for some slowdowns as you approach that interchange. Eastbound 70 from east of Earth City Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road, look for some slowdowns there as well. Eastbound 5570 from the Poplar Street Bridge all the way back through Tudor, look for paving operations. The roadway is reduced to two lanes, so traffic seems to be moving well at this hour. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44 is on the move, and then again from Butler Hill into 255. Look for no delays there. And that is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Partly cloudy today, high in the mid-80s. This evening, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. For Saturday, partly cloudy, high around 90. Saturday evening, partly cloudy, lows around 70. And Sunday, partly cloudy again with a high around the mid-90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 69 degrees and clouds. Lambert Field is reporting 72. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. What's up next? We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday, 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm.
And I'm Lisa Tan.
Join us Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU.
Randy and I discuss the issues that matter most to you and your animal companions,
such as animal welfare and environmental issues,
and answer your questions about pet care. It's 2 hours of fur, friends, and fun every week with me, Lisa Tan.
And me, Randy Grimm. That's Animal Tales.
Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Woof.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying. dance with my father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a PSA for your listening audience. There's a movie called The Selling of Iraq. It's War Profiteers. It's going to be on Saturday at 11 p.m. on cable, Stars. And I think if there's any doubt that this war is for profiteers, there will be no doubt left. So if you can watch it, I hope you will. It's going to come on at 11 p.m. Saturday night on cable, Stars.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. Some of you may or may not know it. Let me do something. Let me do something. I was going to go national for a minute, but I want to have a discussion with you locally, a local issue that has national ramifications. Young girl stabbed to death. Beautiful. Straight A student. Stabbed to death by a 12-year-old. 12-year-old that had been, according to the family, the police had been called on because of his behavior. The police had been called on. Behavior towards this little girl. The police never responded. The police, or when they responded, they said, there's nothing we can do. We can't find this 12-year-old little boy. There are a number of different issues here with that. A number of different issues. We have a police department that does not respond based upon the area that, based on the area that the call comes from. Alexis Purdy. Was stabbed to death. And what this is a reflection of is a police department that doesn't give a damn about our community. And I'm not saying that there aren't individual police officers, because I know a lot of them that give a damn, care mightily about doing their jobs and doing what is right. But if the head of the office is corrupt, what can you expect but utter and absolute corruption? We have a prosecutor that says, I can find no crime. I can find no crime when cops steal World Series tickets. I can find no crime. We have a police department that says, I can hear no crime when people call. And we have a police department that says, I don't see a crime when somebody is beaten by police officers. And we have a dead baby girl, 13 years old, stabbed to death. Mom, can you imagine? Can you imagine? Beautiful young girl. You imagine her mother calling 911, and nobody coming. Nobody coming, nobody coming, nobody coming. And when the police finally get to her home, they look at the mama and take the mama to the police department. And the mother isn't allowed to get into the ambulance with her baby. We have a police department that is insensitive to, at the very least. Indifferent to, at the very least. Dismissive of, it's closer to accuracy. In contempt of, which is getting there, hateful towards, is where we really are. A police department that hates our community. I don't know that there's any other way to say that. That's hate. If you don't respond to the cries about a child, that's hate. That ain't nothing but hate. That's what this police department, headed by Joe Mokwa, is. We have people that have dozens and dozens of stories of how their cries for help go unabated. I mean, go unaddressed. Why? Because of hate, indifference, contempt, wrapped up in racism. And here's what the system is going to do. They're going to try to take out their rage on the 12-year-old who stabbed this baby to death. Let me ask you this. What should happen to a 12-year-old under this circumstance? Should he be certified as an adult? Then what do you do with him? You try a 12-year-old as a grown person. Thank God there's no death penalty for children anymore in this country. We just recently got rid of that. So you sentence a 12-year-old to life without, and then you close the door. Where do you put him? What do you do with him? Is that the answer? To certify a 12-year-old as an adult? Is that the answer? Does that fix something? Does that address something? Are we okay now that a 12-year-old is certified as an adult? Are we okay now? And understand that is what's going to happen here. That those that didn't give a damn about this little girl, Alexis Purdy, are now going to try to make up for their concern by showing their murderous desires towards a 12-year-old who did a horrible thing. A horrible thing. A horrible thing. There are two tragedies here. We live in amazing times, folks. Should this 12-year-old be certified as an adult? I ask you. Should he? Should this 12-year-old be certified as an adult? And if you say yes, please help me with what that will fix, what that will say, what that will do. He's 12. He's not 15. He's not 16. He's not 17. He's not 18. He's not 50. He's 12. He did a unspeakable thing. He did a horrible thing. He's 12. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. We have so much stuff to talk about. So much stuff to talk about. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
place to shop for all your appliance needs? Sears. 3425 Union. Black owned and black operated. Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% of the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Hello, this is Brother Willie Loudon. Join me every Sunday morning at 8:30 and Let's Praise Him broadcast. Good gospel music and the latest church news to help you start your Sunday morning. So tune in on the Let's Praise Him broadcast every Sunday morning at 8:30 right here on WGNU.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing.
What's better for your brain than TV? Quicker to open than Windows and more portable than a laptop? Why, books, of course. I'm Maria Rogers O'Rourke, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air program, a lively conversation about books. Join us every Friday for discussions with a variety of authors on timely topics, the creative process, and how to get published.
And I'm Mary Menke, happy to be part of the new hosting team for Authors on the Air. Join us every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. here on AM 920 WGNU.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Daddy was a soldier. He taught me about freedom, peace, and all the great things that we take advantage of. Once I fed the homeless, I'll never forget the look upon.
Howard, that was sneaky.
Hate it when I do that.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. 1-877-920-WGNU. My name. Say my name. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get to me, huh? If you want to email me, please do that. Please do that at revolution, fittingly enough, I think. revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get up, get to me. Where do we go? Okay, where do we go? Where do we go? We live in a time and a place where, a time and a place where people are ordered to come to Congress and speak. People that don't work for the Congress or work for the White House anymore are ordered to come and speak. Issued a subpoena. And George W. Bush says, no, you don't have to talk to anybody. Is there executive privilege? Should there be executive privilege? Should there be executive privilege? I'm just asking. Should there be? And are they legally binding? And here's the kicker, y'all. Here's the kicker. As many of you know, former counsel to George W. Bush, Boy George, Harriet Myers, has been ordered to come to Congress and talk about the role that he played in the firing of these U.S. attorneys, the role she played in it. Boy George has said, it's mine, I'm the decider, executive privilege. Doesn't it remind you of, y'all remember Mayberry, the Andy Griffin show? Remember how Gomer Pyle, when Barney Fife arrested him one time, and Gomer Pyle saw Barney Fife doing the same thing, and Gomer Pyle hollered, citizens arrest. It's kind of like that. Executive privilege. I've got the right, executive privilege. I mean, Boy George, is that Jim Nabors, Gomer Pyle hollering out, executive privilege. And let me ask you this. Does it make any sense that the people who decide whether or not it's executive privilege, the Justice Department, are the people that are being examined through the course of these hearings? Does it make any sense? I don't think so. 1-877-920-WGNU. Oh, you need to get to me. Yes, you do. You on the wake-up call?
Hello, Liz. How are you this morning?
I'm outstanding.
I'd like to ask that boy, if I could, the courts or somebody asked him, what went through your mind to stab that girl the way you did? If we ever could get to that question, be able to ask him that question, which we'll never be able to because the courts and the juvenile thing.
Do you think that he should go to an adult jail?
Not no adult jail, no ma'am.
Do you think he needs
to be taken off the street and taught a lesson that what you did was wrong.
But don't you think before you get to, look, it is not natural for 12-year-olds to stab people, let alone stalk people and stab people to death. That's not natural.
Yes, ma'am.
So shouldn't we as adults, before we talk about worrying about whether he understands that, don't we have to try and figure out what happened to begin with?
So that the
explanation of something like that can land somewhere. Obviously, if this 12-year-old child stabbed this 13-year-old child to death, obviously something is wrong and broken and problematic with the 12-year-old. Nothing that has to do with he's just a stone cold criminal. No, this is aberrant behavior. We're not wired to do this. So we as adults and as citizens need to figure that out. Now, that raises the question of punishment. How do we punish this person? Is, and here's another question. Is punishment
an issue here. And how do we define punishment? I mean, to me, those are the questions that we have to ask.
Yes, ma'am. We got to ask, but we don't want to get to the point an eye for an eye and vigilante justice. We don't want to get to that point. We can't get to that point. But this child, I don't know what happens to our society that we got to go to this point, because if he is slap on the wrist or give him 5 years to grow up, and he come back out here and he do that again, Liz?
But wait a minute.
And he hurt somebody's daughter?
Wait a minute. Give him 5 years. Okay, so the person is given 5 years. 5 years of what, Turtle? I mean, are we talking about 5 years of therapy, or are we talking about 5 years of sitting in jail?
5 years of therapy.
5 years.
Don't have to kill him. But let him.
But then you're talking about
what
five.
He did. Let him understand severity of what he did.
So then,
I don't think he knows.
So then you're talking about 5 years of treatment.
Yes, ma'am.
5 years of treatment, and then what?
And then after 5 years, then we can go from there.
Isn't that the thing? I mean, you have to. There isn't a definitive answer, because this is about something about the mind. This isn't a broken leg that has a beginning and an end to it. You break the leg, it heals, it's fixed. It's not that. This is a broken mind, and there aren't any specific end dates to that process. You know, so
I've seen stuff on TV where this man said he loves to kill. He was supposed to be in jail for the rest of his life.
That's a grown man, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We don't want this child growing up like that. And we have to go by individual cases by cases. Like the young boy that was wrestling with a girl and she died. I don't think that boy punishment, it lasted long enough and he's out. And he should be able to go on with his life.
He should have never been in jail to begin with.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And he was in jail, and when he came out, he was completely broken.
Yes, ma'am.
He's been in crime ever since he got out.
Yes, ma'am.
And when he wasn't in crime, the police were hunting him down to put him in crime. He was broken when they put him in jail. He never should have been put in jail. Never.
Yes,
ever.
I don't know about that. He had receive some kind of punishment.
Receive some kind of punishment. If it was an accident, what? It was an accident. He didn't try to kill her. So it was an accident.
That's what I'm trying to say. A trial by case by case.
That's what exactly. Every case needs to be evaluated, and it shouldn't be, when we're dealing with children, it shouldn't be a rush to incarcerate.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Thanks for your call.
I agree with you. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Listen, folks, my name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
People who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you pick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equality.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's
the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Congress is keeping up the pressure on the president to pull troops out of Iraq.
On this vote, the yeas are 223, the nays are 201. The bill is passed.
Just hours after President Bush warned Congress not to try to run the war, the House passed a measure calling for a significant pullout by April 1st. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the president's policy has had more than enough time to work.
We are taking a giant step forward and bringing that war to an end.
But the measure did not pass by a veto-proof margin. Disaster averted, but just barely. FAA investigators want to know how two planes came too close for comfort at a Fort Lauderdale, Florida airport. The FAA's Kathleen Bergen says a Delta flight coming in for a landing was told to pull up at the last minute after a United flight on the ground took a wrong turn onto a runway.
Delta flight passed over the United flight with no more than 100 feet of separation.
Air traffic controllers are credited with quick thinking for keeping the two planes from colliding. A new government study paints a surprisingly positive picture of the well-being of American kids. ABC's Richard Cantu has the snapshot.
It's an all-around good news report. In 2005, the government says fewer high school students were having sex and more of those that did used condoms. Dr. Edward Sondick, director of the National Center for Health Statistics, says the teen birth rate hit a record low.
Overall, the rate for teens has dropped by two-fifths, or 40%. Over the past 15 years.
There was a small decrease in the number of kids covered by health insurance and an increase in the number of low birth weight babies, but more children were being read to daily by a family member and more young people are completing high school. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Former President Jimmy Carter's latest book is about his mother, known to many as Miss Lillian. Simon & Schuster says the former president will explore how she ignored the mores and prejudices of the racially segregated South of the Depression and went on to become a celebrity. This is ABC News.
Will you love me when I turn six?
Of course I will love you when you're six.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
Of course I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your baby, which is why we've introduced the sedan rated the safest full-size car in America, the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. Taurus offers six standard airbags and features patented space architecture, which directs crash energy away from you. Plus, Taurus received five-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts and is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
I will love you forever.
The all-new Ford Taurus. Ford. Bold moves. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on NHTSA five-star frontal and side crash test rating and IIHS top safety pick with optional electronic stability control. Class is standard five-passenger large cars.
Harry Potter is charming big box office bucks out of moviegoers, ABC's Bill Deal reports.
Sort of exciting, isn't it? Breaking the rules.
Emma Watson has become well-known around the world for playing Hermione in the Harry Potter movies. Asked if she's anything like her character.
I feel so close to my character, and I just feel like I know her so well, and I think we're quite similar in a lot of ways.
Watson has admitted she's afraid that Hermione might die at the end of the seventh and last Harry Potter book. What does she hope for Hermione?
Hermione will have a really cool career in something or other, or be doing something really, like, really great with her intelligence.
Bill Deal, ABC News.
The artist formerly and once again known as Prince is striking a sour note with the music industry for giving away his new album in a British newspaper. It's seen as a major blow to the industry, already hemorrhaging from slower CD sales and increasing downloads. One industry exec said with behavior like this, he'll soon become the artist formerly available in record stores. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a West St. Louis County neighborhood wants to install gates to keep out extra traffic. Residents of Westwood Village want to prevent drivers from using Conway Road as an alternate route during the new I-64 reconstruction project. The proposal calls for large iron gates at the entrances to the neighborhood. Westwood Village says it would cover the cost of the gates, which would be about $50,000. If the county says no to putting up the gates, residents say they're willing to take the issue to court. The Riverview Gardens superintendent has been fired. The Riverview School Board voted unanimously yesterday to fire Henry Williams. Board member and Williams supporter Marlene Terry reportedly abstained from voting. Williams was removed from his duties in mid-March after a state audit which revealed that the district had wasted thousands of dollars on his watch. Williams was charged with felony theft and tax evasion and is currently free on bond. The district was stripped of its accreditation by the State Board of Education last month. Finally this hour, another Cardinal pitcher is going on the disabled list. Todd Wellmeyer received an MRI on Monday, which revealed that he had sprained his throwing elbow during Sunday's game. The right-hander has been placed on the 15-day disabled list, and reliever Andy Cavazos has been recalled from AAA Memphis. Manager Tony La Russa had decided to move Wellmeyer to the bullpen after last Sunday's start, in which he pitched 5 scoreless innings. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic in the right lanes and the left lanes, and also the right lanes just before the bridge as you've got the paving operations going on out there. Northbound 270 is heavy from 44 in the Doherty Ferry. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into Grandma Hanley. Look for no problems reported at this hour. Eastbound 5570 from Poplar Street into the Tudor. Look for the paving operations have it reduced to 2 lanes, and traffic is still moving steady at this hour. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for no problems. Report everything seems to be running at the speed limit. Northbound 270 at Highway 70, look for some slowdowns as you get the exit lanes going. Eastbound 70 from east of Earth City Expressway to pass St. Charles Rock Road, you may see some slowdowns around the 70 interchange. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill into 255, look for no problems report. And then again from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for no delays. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to partly cloudy skies, high in the mid-80s this evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-60s. For Saturday, partly cloudy, high around 90. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 70. And Sunday, pretty much the same, partly sunny skies with a high in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have clouds and 69 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 72. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, or your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow that the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to me, sisters.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory.
are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal citizens.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want to toll-free me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get up, get to me. How far would you go? How far would you go? How far? To stand up for your principles, to stand up for your beliefs, for something that is bigger than you. How far would you go? Would you give money to a cause? Would you Would you write a letter? Would you make a phone call? Would you send an email? Would you walk into a building and shut it down all by yourself? Would you do that all by yourself? How far would you go? We're going to be having a discussion this morning with a Leslie Angeline. And we're going to be talking about Iranian peace activists who are bicycling around the United States and Europe for peace. How far would you go? How far would you go? How far would you go? My name is Liz Brown. We're going to have that discussion of how far someone will go when the issue is so much bigger than all of us. One 877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me. Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Want to help local charities and not-for-profit groups? Want to have a great time doing it? Then head down to Patty Long's 9th Street Abbey in Tulare this Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. for a party on the patio. Every week, a different organization receives a portion of the proceeds and all the tips that their volunteer service can bring in. There's a featured drink each week, free hors d'oeuvres, and live music. Summer fun and helping others has never been so easy. Party on the patio with Patty Long's 9th Street Abbey all summer long. This week's party benefits the Soulard Beautification Committee.
The sweet sounds of music
and glorious songs of inspiration broadcast
has been a Sunday morning tradition in St. Louis
for over 30 years. We bring you the best loved songs on the gospel scene.
Plus late-breaking church news,
words of inspiration,
and, well, just a whole lot of fun.
Join me, Evangelist Stella Norris,
and me, Brother Mel St. Clair, Sunday mornings from 9:30 a.m. until 11 o'clock a.m.
Here on your weekend gospel voice of choice, AM 920 WGNU.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Got something within me. Oh, yes. Something within me. Something within me. That vanishes me. Something within me, Lord, that I can't explain. All I know, I thank my God, I've got something within me.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get to me. Unfortunately, our guest for this hour was unable to join us. She's still in the hospital, I believe, with how far she wanted to go for peace. So hopefully we'll be able to talk to Leslie Angeline. She'll be able to have her strength up to talk to us. She was on a 21-day hunger strike. against this war. 21 days in Joe Lieberman's office. Hopefully she'll be able to join us next week to talk about that. So let's move it on. Let's move it on, folks, to other issues here, because we do have many, many, many issues to talk about here. And don't forget, in the 9 o'clock hour, I will be joined by Dr. Rosa Kincaid. Dr. Rosa Kincaid. And Wellness 101. And we will be talking about acupuncture. Not only will we be talking about acupuncture, we will be performing some acupuncture right here on the air. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss. We just do this. We just do very interesting radio, you know? I mean, Howard, don't we do very interesting? We cook on the radio.
Who's show?
Liz Brown. That's what I'm talking about. We just do really, really fun things on the air. Acupuncture on the air today at 9 o'clock on Wellness 101 when I am joined by Dr.
Stick me.
Well, I'm joined by Dr. Rosa Kincaid. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I'd like to continue if I have your permission, y'all. I'd like to continue with the larger question of how we should, whether we should, what we should do with respect to what we should do with respect to our children, you know, and it goes back to, I guess, what we. What we were talking about. How far do you go? How far do we go as a society? What do we do as a society? How far do we go to get done what needs to get done? One eight seven seven nine twenty WGNU. I'm going to take a few minutes. We are lucky. We are going to be able to talk to our guests. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk to our guests till the bottom of the hour, and then we are going to take some of your calls on this issue. So if you'd like to stay around till then, if or not, we're going to talk to our guests, and then we will get to your calls on that issue. Because it all ties in how far you're willing to go as a society to do what is right. Let me get to our guest, Leslie Angeline, joining us from Washington, D.C. Leslie, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I am very good. Leslie, I've been talking this morning about how far people are willing to go to stand up for, to do what is right. Are you willing to write a letter? Are you willing to make a phone call? What did you do? How far were you willing to go on this issue of this awful war?
I fasted for 23 days.
23 days. And who was your main focus, Leslie?
Senator Joe Lieberman.
Why did you pick Senator Lieberman out?
Because I have just returned from Iran. I was very concerned about the rhetoric that was going around about possibly attacking Iran, and I'm so brokenhearted about what's going on in Iraq that I couldn't bear the idea of another war with Iran. So I went to Iran in May, and then I came to D.C., and the day after I arrived in D.C., Joe Lieberman was on Face the Nation and talked about a military strike. And they even suggested that, going in by air, which means bombing, a nation that hasn't attacked anyone in over 200 years. And I was horrified, so I started a hunger strike that minute. And it took 23 days before he was willing to meet with me.
And let's back up a little bit. You said rhetoric. You heard rhetoric. Specifically, what did you hear in the words that gave you that made you alarmed?
He said that we should consider military action against Iran, and it didn't mean we didn't have to put in ground troops, but that we could go in by air, which means bomb them. And we the idea that we're going to start another war, a preemptive war, a war that on a country that is no threat to the United States, that has not attacked us, that hasn't attacked anyone in 200 years, is just outrageous. How can the United States think about attacking a country that has not done anything to the United States?
Have you ever done anything like this before, Leslie?
I've never gone on a hunger strike like this before, no.
And tell us about some of your journey in the hunger strike. How was it? How hard was it? And what physically happened to you?
Well, I was so passionate and motivated to do it that it actually wasn't that hard. I didn't really feel hungry. I lost a lot of weight, and I did start to get pretty weak. And I guess it was around the 16th day I actually collapsed because, unfortunately, I'm not used to the humidity in Washington. And the day I collapsed, it was 96 degrees out with quite a heavy humidity, and I passed out because I got dehydrated, so I ended up in the hospital.
Where did you do your hunger strike?
In Washington, D.C.
Was it in?
I would go to Lieberman's office every day and ask for my appointment, and then I would go to hearings on the Hill and just mostly, you know, here in D.C. on Capitol Hill.
And
I'm
you said
I'm staying at the Code Pink House, so I had a lot of support. There's some amazing women here who were very supportive, and that's why it was much easier. A lot of women here were just, you know, made sure that I always had some juice or some water and helped me make tea and made sure I went to bed at night and got some rest.
And so you said that you are going to be able to meet with Joe Lieberman.
I did. I met with him yesterday. He finally agreed, and he said I could only have 5 minutes, but it turned out that he ended up giving me about 15 minutes, and he actually let an Iranian man who was with a bicycling tour called Miles for Peace come in for the last 7 or 8 minutes. So he met with me and an Iranian young man named Ali, and at the end of the meeting, it felt like he was moved. He said he heard us, and he said he would think about what we had said.
So how did that make you feel when he said he would think about what you had said?
It made me feel like he really did hear us. I felt like his heart was moved. Towards the end of the meeting, he actually asked Ali, this young Iranian man, what he would do if he was in the senator's position. And Ali said negotiations. He explained that these sort of statements, these threats, are actually really detrimental to the society there, the civil society. It's a very ancient culture, but very young democracy, and it's growing. The student movement, the feminist movement, and every time a politician in the United States says something threatening or calls them the axis of evil, then the government there can clamp down and repress these growing movements. He says 90% of the people in Iran are not in favor of Aminejad. And so if they'll just back off and leave the Iranian people alone, they can take care of themselves and they can grow their democracy. They really want a democracy in Iran, but they need the American politicians to leave them be and not to threaten them with sanctions or war.
So have you ended your hunger strike?
I did. I actually broke bread with Senator Lieberman. He broke a piece off the loaf of bread and then handed me half of that piece, and then I handed it to Ali and then to his chief of staff, and we all ate bread together. And then we went down to a cafeteria, and I had some fruit with the Iranian bicyclists. There's 14 of them, and they've traveled across Europe and in the United States bringing a message of peace to the world, that Iranians want peace.
So what will you be looking for from Senator Lieberman? Now that your fast is broken, now that he has spoken to you, now that he has heard your words, what will you be looking for from him?
I'm looking for him to, the next time he's on a radio show or a television show or a newscast, that he won't repeat those words of aggression, that he won't threaten Iran with military action and bombing, that he won't repeat it, that he heard Ali and realized that he's, what Ali said is, you're hurting the people that you want to help the most, the people in Iran who want a democracy. You're helping the government squelch us. And I think it clicked. I saw something in his eyes that I feel like he understood that, yes, no, it isn't helping the people there. And he admitted, it was funny, but he actually said, not us, but he said, I've heard there's two countries in the Middle East that are very in favor of America, and that's Israel and Iran.
Leslie, Angeline, I want to thank you very much. Where can people get a follow your journey of your fast? Can people go someplace on the net to follow your journey?
Yes, codepinkalert.org. There's a lot of blogs, there's a couple YouTubes. The Code Pink is quite amazing. I was in the hospital and they had a YouTube of my interview in the hospital before I even got out of the hospital. It's like, how did you do that?
Leslie, well, you eat well now.
Thank you. Okay. I had a wonderful meal last night. We had a potluck and I had a little bit of this and everything tastes so good after that many days. So.
I know that's right. Take care, Leslie, and congratulations. Good job.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. I'll be back with your calls and comments. We have a lot to talk about, y'all. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and weather. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Just the right lanes before the bridge. You can expect some delays. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry. Heavy volume there. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Everything's running at the speed limit. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into Graham Hanley. Look for no problems to report. Eastbound 5570 from 3rd Street or from Poplar Street into Tudor. Look for paving operations reducing it to two lanes. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well into landing. Westbound 64, no problems to report from 5570 all the way back into Bile Avenue. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44 looks good. And from 255 into back through Butler Hill, you can expect no delays. That's a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to partly cloudy skies, high in the mid-80s. This evening, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. For Saturday, partly cloudy, high around 90. Saturday evening, partly cloudy, low around 70. And Sunday, partly sunny skies, a high in the mid-90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 70 degrees and cloudy skies. Lambert Fields reporting 73. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. One voice was heard. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. The question that I have been asking throughout the course of my show today. We have a horrible situation where a 13-year-old baby has been stabbed to death. A beautiful young girl. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do with the 12-year-old that is accused of killing her? What do we do? What do we do? Does everybody go to jail? I mean, does he go to jail? Is he put in the big boys' jail and the big girls' jail? What do we do? What do we do? I know that there's going to be... It makes me so, there's going to be this rage directed at this baby. They're going to say, certify him as an adult. And I believe that we have to resist the rage. Something is wrong with this child. Something is wrong with this child. My name is Liz Brown. Get to me. Donna.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Yes, something is truly wrong. But something is truly wrong with the adults in this situation right now, because if you look at it, we have so many children, and particularly in the St. Louis public schools, who have so many issues going on that we have not addressed. And we have so many children that are angry, that are hurt, that are homeless, that are raising themselves, that are in violent situations. They've been abandoned physically and mentally. Mm-hmm. And what do we expect from them? We are the adults in this situation.
There you go.
And things will never change or get better until we start doing as adults what we need to do for our children. Our children, I think there was a special, what J.C. Corcoran was talking about, kids suffering from symptoms of war. And that's what St. Louis has become because of meddling politics. And we can see that fine example in the school system. They have not had the resources that they need to address so many of our children's needs. And our children know when people are for real and when they're not. And our children have turned in on one another because we have neglected them.
There is a there is an adult responsibility in this, isn't there? I mean,
absolutely. That is the first response, us.
And in and Donna, you know, as a school board member, you see, you have seen time and time again the adult response to children in St. Louis public schools. It's been a response of contempt. It's been a response of hate. It's been a response of rage. It's been a response of neglect. It's been a response of calculation. And these, I'm talking about Francis Slay. I'm talking about Sullivan. I'm talking about the appointed folks. I'm talking about all these people that Francis Slay, who kept $2 million away from our schools, money from tax money that he knew that he was going to have to pay. And the court said, yes, you have to pay, but we had to wait years to get that $2 million because Francis Slay said, keep it away. Our children are being neglected, and we're living with the result of that neglect.
That's right. We have a serious, fatal, hidden injury, and it's created by the meddling of politics. Mm. It has created an unhealthy environment for our families for us to raise our children in, and we are going to have to address that. I don't know. Diana brought in this alternative group, the Big Picture, and I'm still not real sure about what the new resources they're supposed to bring
to
our situation.
And we need to talk about this whole Big Picture piece as well, Donna, because it's my understanding that you, as the board members, passed this with the understanding that it's going to be an answer to the alternative schools. But I'm not sure that that's where Diana is trying to take it right now.
And I'm not sure either. As a board member, I'm not getting the answers that I need. I'm very worried about the situation. Now, remember, you have lots of parents that are on the board. Now you have people that are disconnected, that live somewhere else, making decisions about our children. Who would care more than the parents? And this is how disrespectful people have been about St. Louis public school parents. When they ask for things to be done, this is what you get. No, we don't want to hear what you have to say.
We have the battle continues on, Donna.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's board member Donna Jones. Gracie.
Okay. Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, Liz, I've been retired since 1995, 12/31. Now, this 12-year-old. First of all, I'm sure a social investigation has been done by the court. It would be interesting. Where is the mother of this child?
There's a mother and a father.
Well, the only one I've heard about or read about was the father.
Mm-hmm.
See, my dad brought us up that you start teaching children from the cradle to the grave. See, now this child somewhere has, somebody didn't teach him from the cradle. Okay.
Maybe one of the things that's going on here, Gracie,
uh-huh.
is that this is a child that wasn't about teaching. It was about there was something broken. And they needed something in addition to someone saying this is right and this is wrong.
Well, but you got to teach a baby. See, you have to teach a youngster. You have to let them know, like I say, early in life. You know what is right, like you say, what is wrong, you will do. But if you don't have someone to do that.
But what if you do and that child needs special,
special
needs
and there were no homes for that.
But wait a minute, what I'm saying is that maybe there weren't the resources for this child that the child needed. What I'm saying is that we don't know that the child wasn't given or told those things, and then the parents said, we need other resources, and the resources are not available.
Well, did they seek them?
We don't know that, Gracie.
Well, this is what I'm saying. The social investigation will determine all of that.
If there is a social investigation, because it's a criminal case, Gracie. This is now a criminal case.
I know, but that's what we do at the juvenile court, babe. We did then. I don't know. I've been there since 95.
Okay, and I have. And what I'm saying is that.
Yeah, but I don't think they have. I don't know. I haven't read that they have.
Okay.
But the youngster need, there are many homes, you know, for juveniles. I don't think that child should go to an adult. 12 years old.
And I got a roll. Gracie, you have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
All right,
bye-bye.
Now. My name is Liz Brown. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Place to shop for all your appliance needs? Sears, 3425 Union, black owned and black operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% of the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Previously on the Sloan Ranger program.
How come we don't call the government nuts? Because they have sometimes outlandish conspiracy stories. When the government does it, apparently it's okay, but when anybody else does it, then it's wacky. Speaking of that, how come Hillary wasn't called a nutcase for her vast right-wing conspiracy theory that allegedly explained the Monica Lewinsky affair? And nobody ever called her a conspiracy nut. Which is exactly what should have happened. Should have been laughed off the Today Show.
For the smartest talk on radio, it's the Sloan Ranger Show. Weekdays at 5 o'clock. Only on AM 920 WGNU.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to The Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on WGNU.
A dedication to all the refugees worldwide.
Say, I remember when we used to sit in a government yard in Brooklyn. Abba solving the crookedness. As his mingle with the good people we meet. Good friends we have. Dry your tears, I say, until my peeps who passed away.
Welcome back. No woman, no cry. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Much, much, much business to tend to. What should we do? What should we do when a 12-year-old stands accused of murder? Murder in a really, really awful way. Stabbing to death a beautiful star student. I'm talking about straight-A student. Gifted, gorgeous, full of life. St. Louis Public School student. What do we do? What do we do? Robertine.
Hi, Liz.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so full right now, but this child should not be certified. The whole family needs help. We need resources out there to help the whole family for this child and for the child who was stabbed, you know. We're touched for the child who stabbed and the child who was stabbed. All of these families need help, and we need resources. And I don't feel that this child should be certified. I feel that this child needs treatment and help, Liz. I'm just full right now. That's all I can tell you.
It's horrible, isn't it?
It's horrible.
And then when I think of the agony and the pain of the mother, the mother whose baby was murdered, was stabbed to death. To think about
I'm praying for all of them.
You know,
I really am.
And I love that. But the mother who was denied the opportunity to get into the ambulance and ride with her baby.
Oh, that was
the police
something.
Who did not respond after nine. If police cannot be punished for stealing tickets from the World Series, then tell me why we should be sending this child to adult prison.
Oh, no.
You know, if police cannot be punished for stealing World Series tickets.
No, I don't feel this child should be. So this child needs treatment
yes,
and help.
Yes, this
His
child.
His parents need help. They need help. I don't know where they are. I haven't read the whole story. I don't know, but everybody needs help right now, Liz.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Robertine, thank you so much.
Okay.
Take care now.
All right. Bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. Cheryl.
Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
I feel like the other caller, with the exception, all of my sympathy does lie with the family of the little girl who was murdered, but I don't know what you do with a 12-year-old, but I do know that children do murder. It's not new. There are children who, whether it's their background or it's something that's inherent, that they commit atrocities at an early age. So,
I don't know
if he's a young psychopath or not, but
it's an aberration. Most children do not. I'm not saying that they do, to a degree,
and maybe not just, you know, we don't hear it in St. Louis, but in other cities.
But the point I'm trying to make, Cheryl, is not that children have not murdered in the existence of the world or in the existence of St. Louis, but that when 12-year-olds murder, it's an aberration. It is not something that is common. It is the exception, and we have to deal with it as an exception as opposed to something that is, well, this stuff is going to happen. No, it's not going to happen, and it doesn't happen often.
But I don't believe that automatically he should be certified as an adult. I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah, and that's the challenge, isn't it, Cheryl?
Yes, it is.
Because don't we as adults have to, as much as there is a pull to respond completely punitively with this, don't we have to take a breath and force ourselves to look at this holistically?
Yes, and don't, my heart goes out to the family.
But isn't it a tragedy for both families, Cheryl?
It is.
I mean, I guess no one wants to anybody to think that you don't feel beyond pain for the baby who was murdered, because we do. But humanly, this is a tragedy of two families and two children.
I agree. I do agree.
And it's hard, isn't it?
It is. It's very sad. So, thanks for taking my call.
Cheryl, thank you so much for calling me.
Bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Brown.
Korean veteran, good morning.
Ms. Brown, I've listened to this, and in my heart, I sincerely believe it's like children will fight and adults will fight the same thing. Like you said, this is an aberration. This is something that may happen out of maybe one out of 1,000 cases or maybe even less. But the fact is, this youngster should be to try him as a certify him as an adult, I think, is the worst thing in the world. It lets us know. The fact when I heard that, I knew that this system here in this city and town was no damn good. To think of it, the first thing to think about is to certify him as an adult. I think the kid should be treated. I think he has some type of problem. I don't, in my heart, I don't think it's like you and I could fight or any two people. You could hit a person and something happened, but to stab, to stab a person is a
whole
thing.
It's a whole nother bird.
And I feel sorry for the other family, but the first thing out of the, people in the city, the ones that control in politics, is to certify him as an adult. That showed me right away, I've been angry and pissed off about that. And the first thing, the kid needs to be taken in and treated and kept in some type of little institution or something mild and be treated, I think.
And here's the thing. It is the hypocritical rage that is going to be directed at this 12-year-old. Because the real question is why we have to start with adults. Because people want to start with his parents. That's cool. Start with the parents. But there's some other adults involved in this. Where were the police when the parents called 911? Where were the police when the parents called when that baby was dying, when the 13-year-old was laying dying? The hypocritical rage of the people are that it's going to be directed at a 12-year-old child of African descent.
As far as the police is concerned, I know I've been knowing all along. Damn it, when they didn't want to live in the city and everything, we knew that they were against us. So we have to take control of the police department.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Rochelle.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Outstanding. How are you?
I'm good. My comment was basically, I think the actions of the 12-year-old leading up to the stabbing was really outrageous on its own, because he stole things from their house. Then he went back and sold the things in front of their house. And then he taunted them, harassed them, and then the stabbing was premeditated. I don't think that he should be tried as an adult. However, I don't think he should be in a population with kids who were maybe in juvenile for skipping school.
Oh, I agree with you completely with that, Rashad. I think that where he needs to be is a subject of discussion, and I think that both of your conclusions are valid. Here's the piece of this, though. Here is the piece of this. We need to find out. I mean, when you say a word like a 12-year-old is premeditated, the question, we have to ask the question, can a 12-year-old premeditate the same way a 21-year-old can? And I think that the answer is no.
I agree with that. I think that a 12-year-old cannot think as a 21-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
But when a 12-year-old leaves the scene, goes get the knife,
there's something wrong with that 12-year-old, Rochelle.
I agree.
There's just something wrong with that. It's not the same as a 30-year-old leaving his scene and going getting a knife. It's wrong, but it's a different kind of wrong. And it's a wrong that we have to respond differently to than when a 30-year-old goes gets a knife and comes back. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, I agree.
I don't know what the complete answer is, but it can't start with us saying removing him from the human existence and removing him from his childhood, because he is a child. And we, as adults, have to ask some very tough questions about us with what this child has done. Why didn't the the police were called?
Oh, I agree.
You know what? Why didn't the police do anything? And then what were other resources for people to call? There should have been somebody else besides the police for our community to call.
Yes.
There you go.
Rochelle,
thank you so much. You have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Be back. Stay with me.
A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny. Poverty.
disease and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who is there
for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. A pointed message from congressional Democrats to President Bush.
Mr. President, not another nickel, not another dime, not another soldier, not this time.
California Congresswoman Maxine Waters with that statement. The House approved a measure setting a start date in the spring for a major troop withdrawal, but ABC's Vic Ratner says it's not likely to survive a threatened veto.
The House vote to require withdrawal of troops was far less than the two-thirds that would be needed to override a threatened presidential veto. Designed in part to increase pressure on the Senate, the bill may go nowhere. Senate Democrats have been unable to come up with the 60 votes they need to override Republicans' procedural roadblocks.
There were some moments of high anxiety when a Delta Airlines plane coming in for a landing was told to pull up suddenly to avoid a United flight that had wandered onto the runway in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
I remember the flaps down. I remember it slowed down. I remember the wheels barely touching the ground, and then he pulled it up into a steep climb.
The FAA is investigating how the two planes got so dangerously close to a collision, within 100 feet of each other. Air traffic controllers are being credited for noticing in time and saving the day with the last-minute warning. An airline passenger can't believe she was booted off a flight from Atlanta to Oklahoma because her son kept repeating the phrase, bye-bye plane, and she didn't comply with the flight attendant's orders to quiet him down.
After I told her, you know, he'd been there for 11 hours, she said, well, it's called baby Benadryl, and did the little hand motion as if, you know, you're drinking. And I told her I'm not drugging my baby, so you have a pleasant flight.
She claims the flight attendant then announced the plane was returning to the gate. This man made good use of his commuting time. Roberto Bernocco wrote a 384-page novel on his cell phone on his way back and forth to work. It took him 4 months, but not only did he finish the book, he also self-published it on the Internet. The title, Fellow Travelers. This is ABC News.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, I just took all of Billy's art off the fridge.
Yeah?
There's a problem. Come look.
Problem? What could possibly be the... Oh, man.
I know. The fridge is uglier than I remember.
Looking for a good reason to update your appliances? You'll see how with a Home Depot gift card up to a $250 value by mail-in rebate when you buy a major appliance. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Good through August 5th in U.S. only. Minimum purchase $297. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Honey, remember how I felt after swing dancing?
Oh, you got a pain reliever for your arthritis pain.
That wasn't as bad as trying tennis.
When you got something just for a sore shoulder.
But I'm done taking different pain relievers. Now I'm all Advil.
Mm-hmm.
It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, and nothing's proven stronger on tough pain.
So what are we waiting for? Let's dance.
I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Compared to OTC pain relievers, for minor arthritis pain, use as directed.
The University of Missouri-Kansas is paying big bucks to settle a shocking sexual harassment lawsuit. ABC's Eric Bushman has more from Kansas City.
According to the lawsuit, the men sexually harassed women in the lab to the point of near torture. $1.1 million being paid out to settle with two women in the suit. Complaints include the men creating a hostile work environment by sharing torture videos with the class, pornography, seeking sexual favors, and intimidating the female students sexually. One of the women tells the Kansas City Star the men said she needed to be more of a team player when it came to them kissing and massaging other female students, calling female students sluts, and grabbing the women in a chokehold from behind. Both men still work for the university. They even got a promotion a couple years ago. One makes over $100,000 a year. Eric Bushman, ABC News, Kansas City.
Will this attract a crowd or drive people away? Producers of an off-Broadway show are offering free tickets to anyone who can prove their chastity. The show is called My First Time. A hypnotist who claims he's a human lie detector has been hired to screen guests looking for free admission. I'm Karen Chase. ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Burns-Meyer with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, the tow truck driver involved in Josh Hancock's crash has filed a countersuit. Jacob Hargrove had pulled his flatbed truck behind a stalled car on Highway 40 in late April when Hancock slammed into the back of his truck. Police say Hancock was speeding, talking on a cell phone, and had an elevated blood alcohol level at the time of the crash. The Hancock family had sued Hargrove, claiming that he and others were liable for Hancock's death. Hargrove's lawyer had given the Hancocks 3 weeks to dismiss the lawsuit before filing the countersuit. A new online tool has been unveiled to log customer complaints. Attorney General Jay Nixon says the tool will search a database of almost 100,000 complaints filed with his office since 2004. It lists the number of complaints filed against a given business and also lists the dates the complaints were filed. Nixon says his office will weed out the frivolous complaints before they are posted. He also says that businesses can contact the Attorney General's office if they think a complaint is unfair. Finally this hour, David Eckstein is returning to action tonight. The Cardinals shortstop is being activated from the disabled list today and will start tonight's game against the Phillies. Eckstein had been sidelined with back spasms since mid-June and spent the All-Star break in St. Louis to prepare for his return. Eckstein had been hitting .459 in June before going on the shelf. Rookie infielder Brendan Ryan, who had two home runs and batted .268 in 15 games, was sent back to AAA Memphis to make room for Eckstein on the roster. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Brentwood. Look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street in the Poplar Street Bridge. That traffic is building as you hit the bridge. Northbound 270 from 44 through Doherty Ferry. Look for heavy volume. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Look for delays as well. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for everything to be running at smoothly at the speed limit. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into Graham Hanley. Look for no problems to report. Eastbound 70 from Poplar Street Bridge through Tudor Avenue. They're paving and it's reduced to two lanes. Expect some delays there. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill into 255 looks good, and then again from 3200 South Broadway into 44. Look for no problems to report there as well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-80s. This evening, partly cloudy with low in the mid-60s. Saturday, partly cloudy, highs around 90. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 70. And Sunday, partly sunny skies, a high in the mid-90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 70 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 74 under overcast skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. Take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress.
The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel me, brother.
The truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. We have a lot of issues confronting us, a lot of issues that are percolating through the lifeblood of this nation. And lifeblood is really kind of the topic of our discussion this hour. We're going to have a conversation this morning about Washington, D.C., about people of African descent, about Cherokee people. We're going to have a discussion this hour about whether or not Washington, D.C. should have a say on who is considered a full-fledged member of an indigenous people's tribe. We're going to have a discussion about the, y'all know about this, the one drop rule, one drop of blood. One drop of blood doesn't make you Cherokee. One drop of blood doesn't make you African. One drop of blood doesn't make you in, doesn't make you out. Whose drop, whose blood, who decides? That's what we're going to have a discussion about this hour on the Wake Up Call. This is a complicated, but in some ways, a familiar discussion. And we have to ask the question also, what is at stake here? When these decisions of who is who, ethnically, culturally, governmentally, what is at stake here? When someone makes those decisions about who is who. My name is Liz Brown. Oh yeah, we're fixing to have a conversation with the communications officer for the Cherokee Nation, and a Cherokee citizen that is a freedman descent. That means we're talking about people of African descent. They're both joining us from Tulsa. My name is Liz Brown. We'll be back to have this conversation of who gets to decide and how heavy and determinative is one drop of blood. Stay with us.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
For the issues that matter most to you, of course, it's AM 920 WGNU. This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
When I'm going out of my head, yes, I think I'm going out of my head. For you,
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. This hour, I am having a conversation with the communications officer for the Cherokee Nation and a member of the Cherokee Nation, a Cherokee citizen and a woman of freedmen descent. We're talking about who gets to decide. Should Washington, D.C. have a say in who is considered a full-fledged member of a Native American tribe? Should a Native American tribe be using a Dawes list to determine who gets to decide and what is at stake in this decision-making? African heritage, Cherokee heritage, Washington, D.C., meddling. Washington, D.C. influence. We're going to have that discussion, and I will introduce my guest to you, Mike Miller, Communications Officer for the Cherokee Nation, joining us from Tulsa. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
And Heather Williams, a Cherokee citizen and a woman also of freedman, disfreedman descent, joining us from Tulsa. Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm outstanding. Let's begin our discussion with Representative Diane Watson. She's a Democrat from California. She has introduced legislation that would block an estimated $300 million in federal funds that the Cherokee Nation receives annually, and they would also nullify their gaming rights unless the tribe reinstates equal membership to the freedmen. Mike, let me start with you. Talk to us about who are the freedmen.
It's a good question. The Cherokee Nation was originally based in the southeastern United States, and we had a forced march over to Oklahoma, what's now Oklahoma, in the 1830s. As part of the
Trail of Tears.
It's commonly known as the Trail of Tears. Part of the federal programs in the early 1800s were to civilize the Indian tribes in the eastern part of the United States. They thought if the Indian tribes would become more like the dominant culture, then that would be better for, you know, the entire civilization and for the United States. So as part of the civilization process, they introduced a different kind of economy to the southeast, or to the Indian tribes, and that economy was the economy of the southern United States, included slaveholding, which was not a common practice among Indian tribes, but they said, this is how you become civilized, this is how we want you to be, and that was the dominant culture at the time. So the Cherokees and other tribes in the south were slaveholding tribes in the 1800s. During the Civil War, some Cherokees sided with the North, some Cherokees sided with the South. We had our own basically internal civil war at that time. During the Civil War, we had our own Emancipation Proclamation. The Cherokees freed slaves of our own accord during the Civil War and put an end to that practice. When we did that, the former slaves became known as freedmen, which they were known, you know, throughout the South as well. So there are people who, in the 1860s, became freed slaves of Cherokees, and so their descendants are with us today. So the question then becomes, how do they fit into our society today as a Cherokee Indian tribe?
And when we talk about that Trail of Tears that that the indigenous people, the indigenous Cherokee people, were forced to make, that march that they were forced to make, they were joined by people of African descent as well.
Yes.
There were people of African descent that were traveling that same very trail.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's talk about this piece of legislation that Representative Diane Watson, a Democrat, has introduced. What is the question here? What is the question of that she is responding to? What is the issue that she is responding to?
Well, I think she may be a little bit misinformed about what the issue is. But the issue really is about who decides. Who decides who's a citizen of an Indian tribe? And every Indian tribe in the country pretty much says you have to be Indian to be in our Indian tribe. There's all kinds of different qualifications, and people understand that governments and nations decide who their citizens are. We hear that all the time today in the United States. Every day we hear discussion over who should be a citizen or what immigration policy should be.
And how does the Cherokee Nation decide who is a citizen?
The Cherokee Nation uses a role that was created about 100 years ago.
Who created this role?
The federal government created the role. It's commonly called the Dawes role.
Do you find it a little bit uncomfortable that the Cherokee Nation is using something that was created by a government that did so much harm to the Cherokee Nation to decide who's going to be a Cherokee and who's not?
Well, the Cherokee people voted have voted several times to use that role. So it's not a decision that's forced on us to use that role. It's a decision that the Cherokee people have made.
Okay.
Through voting and through our own constitutional process. So
this thing called the Dawes Rule, break that down for us. What does the Dawes Rule do?
The Dawes Rule was created about 100 years ago as sort of a census of the Cherokee Nation. It was done prior to the breakup of the Cherokee, what you would call now the Cherokee Reservation. We would call the Cherokee Nation. We owned all of the land in northeastern Oklahoma, and this process helped allot the land. Instead of the nation owning the entire property, it was given to individual citizens in 160-acre plots or different amounts of land based on kind of a formula. So this was part of that process. They said, here are the people who are Cherokee, and they had a process for it. It was very intensive.
And part of the process was there was a Cherokee by blood list, and there was a freedmen's list, right?
Right, and actually there's five different kinds of people or categories of people listed on the Dawes Rolls. There's mm-hmm. the Cherokee by blood, basically people who are Cherokee Indians. There were
now. Did the Cherokee by blood list also include Cherokees that had white blood?
Yes.
Okay.
It included Cherokees who had African American blood and Cherokees who had blood of other Indian tribes. You had to have Cherokee ancestry to be on the by blood roll.
Mm-hmm. But by and large, the Cherokee by blood list. Let me just kind of flip this a little bit. The Cherokees mixed with white blood, were they included on the freedmen list?
No.
Okay. All right. So any Cherokee that was mixed with white blood was on the Cherokee by blood list, but there were some people of African descent that were included on the Cherokee by blood list.
Absolutely.
Okay.
If you had Cherokee blood, you were put on the Cherokee by blood roll.
And if you had white blood, you were put on the Cherokee by blood list.
Right, but okay. as long as you had a Cherokee ancestor, and that's really the point that we make even today is it doesn't matter who your ancestors are, doesn't matter what your heritage is, as long as you have that one Cherokee ancestor.
Okay. So let's get to the freedmen list. Who got on
sure.
the freedmen list?
The freedmen list is made up of non-Indian. People who were living in the Cherokee Nation at the time.
But
either freed slaves or descendants of freed slaves.
But weren't there Cherokees that were mixed with black blood also on the freedmen list?
Absolutely.
So
and
then there were Cherokees.
No, I'm sorry. Maybe I misunderstood your question. Can you restate that?
Weren't there Cherokees that were mixed with black blood also placed on the freedmen list?
Now, there may be some instances of that happening.
Okay.
But there are many more instances of Cherokees that have African blood being placed on the by blood roll.
Mm-hmm.
This was a process that included tens of thousands of people done by hand and paperwork 100 years ago
mm-hmm.
By a bureaucratic federal system. And we know that there were mistakes made.
Okay.
There were mistakes made on all the rolls.
Okay, but we're using this Dawes Rule, and we have to take a break here. I'm talking to Mike Miller. He's the communications officer for the Cherokee Nation. He's joining us from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We also have on the line with us from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Heather Williams, a Cherokee citizen and a woman also of freedmen descent. My name is Liz Brown. We're having a discussion this morning about the Cherokee Nation's battle with our government. We're having this discussion this morning about Representative Diane Watson, who has introduced legislation that would block an estimated $300 million in federal funds that the Cherokees receive annually and nullify their gaming rights unless the tribe reinstates equal membership to freedmen, folks of African descent. We will be back to continue our conversation. My name is Liz Brown. Oh, yeah, we'll be back. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at this hour's traffic and weather. Westbound 40 from Big Bend through 170. Heavy volume going on there. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for traffic to be moving well, but expect slow traffic as you hit the bridge. Northbound 270 from 44 through Doherty Ferry. Heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 40 from east of Soccer Park all the way through 270 Exchange. Look for some slowdowns there. Northbound 270 at 70. Look for delays in the 70 exit lanes. Eastbound 70 from Highway K through 79. Look for everything to be running smoothly. Eastbound 5570 from Poplar Street Bridge into Tudor Avenue in the Illinois side. Look for paving operations. Have it reduced to two lanes, but everything's running smoothly at this hour. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into Graham Hanley is looking good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well into the landing. That's a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for this weekend. Partly cloudy skies with a high in the mid-80s today. For this evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-60s. For Saturday, partly cloudy, high around 90. Saturday evening, partly cloudy, low around 70. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the lower 90s. Currently at studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have cloudy skies, 72 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 74. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in health care providers. And we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Can our prayers for the world really help? If so, how? Are some problems so large and complex that they're beyond our ability to make a difference? Hear from people who share their approach to prayer for a better world and who explain why they feel it's effective. That's on the next radio edition of the Christian Science Sentinel.
The Christian Science Sentinel, Sundays at 1 p.m. here on AM 920 WGNU.
Previously on the Sloan Ranger program,
how dare you create an argument for public health that exempts the casinos? You wouldn't do that. If we had an avian flu epidemic in St. Louis, would you exempt the casinos from those regulations?
Pretty good. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, so it kind of betrayed the argument on its face.
For the smartest talk on radio, it's the Sloan Ranger Show, weekdays at 5 o'clock, only on AM 920 WGNU. The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Like a flower waiting to bloom, like a light bulb in a dark room, I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home. turn me on.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. This morning I'm having a discussion with Mike Miller, the communications officer for the Cherokee Nation, and Heather Williams, a Cherokee citizen and freedman, and a woman of freedman descent. We are talking about the Cherokee Nation's a new battle with our good government. Should Washington ever say who is in, who is considered a full-fledged member of a Native American tribe? We have the Black Caucus weighing in on this. We have a representative, Diane Watson, who has introduced legislation that would block the estimated $300 million in federal funds that the Cherokee Nation receives annually, and it would also nullify their gaming rights unless the tribe reinstates equal membership to the freedmen. And Mike, going back to you again, so we have this Dawes rule, and the Cherokee Nation looks to the Dawes rule to make a decision of who is Cherokee. So how did the freedmen get on or off of Cherokee citizenship? Talk to us about that.
Sure. It's a lengthy discussion, but I'll try and boil it down for you. The Cherokee Nation in 1976 passed the new constitution. The Indian tribes throughout the early part of the 1900s were suppressed. Their tribal governments were not allowed to function, and so in the 70s there was revitalization of tribal governments, Cherokee Nation included. Cherokee Nation passed a constitution that said, as we are starting to govern our tribe again, we are going to put forth our citizenship requirements. And everyone understood and interpreted that constitution to include that our Indian tribe would include, be very inclusive. It would include all kinds of people as long as they had one Indian ancestor tracing back to the Dawes rolls. It's kind of a similar policy, I would say, to the United States, because it doesn't matter if you're an American citizen, your child is going to be an American citizen, no matter what. And if you're a Cherokee citizen, your child is going to be a Cherokee citizen. You have to have one ancestor. You just trace it back. So it's very inclusive. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter who else is in your family tree. You just have one Cherokee ancestor on that Dawes roll. So it was interpreted that way by our tribal courts, by federal courts, for 30 years. Last year, in 2006, our tribal court said that we had been interpreting that part of our Constitution improperly.
This was last year?
Yes, a year ago, in 2006. And so at that time, the tribal court said that we needed to include non-Indians as well. And there were two categories of non-Indian people listed on the Dawes rolls. There was a group called the adopted whites and the intermarried whites, and then a group called the freedmen. And so the court ruling basically said that the people that were on those rolls were eligible for citizenship. And it was a big change because now we have basically non-Indian people who are becoming citizens of an Indian tribe.
What's an adopted white?
Well, you have to go back about 100 years. These are people who were living in the Cherokee Nation. Again, 100 years ago, or a little bit more than 100 years ago, the Cherokee Nation there was not subject to federal laws. It was its own territory out here in what's now Oklahoma. And so if you were living here, then you were subject to Cherokee Nation laws, and you could become a Cherokee Nation citizen, again, whether
by
or not
virtue,
you
by
were.
By virtue of living there.
Well, by virtue of living there, and also there's, you know, a process, sort of a naturalization sort of thing.
Okay, so a person who was enslaved and living with the Cherokee Nation was living there the same way that a white person was living there. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
If we're talking about 1906, for instance,
right.
You know, there's certainly not slavery going on at that point, but there's a group of Indians that are listed on the Dawes roll, and there are groups of non-Indians listed on the Dawes roll.
Okay.
So our court said everyone that's on the Dawes roll, according to our Constitution, is eligible for citizenship. Well, that's kind of a landmark landmark sort of case, that an Indian tribe decides that you don't have to actually be Indian to be a citizen.
Okay.
And some of our citizens didn't like what our tribal court said. They thought that we'd been interpreting the Constitution properly for those 30 years rather than the court's way of ruling on it. So the court itself said, you know, the ultimate power lies with the people. The ultimate power is the Cherokee people can amend the Constitution to make it say whatever it wants to say, whatever the people want it to say.
Okay.
The Cherokee people had a referendum. They had a constitutional amendment put on a special election ballot in March of this year that said, basically, we believe you have to be Indian to be an Indian tribe. And it passed resoundingly. I think 76-77% of the voters approved it. And that is kind of what kicked off the most recent controversy. That's what.
Well, the result of it, Mike, is that there were thousands of people of African descent that were no longer considered to be Cherokees. Is that correct?
They're no longer considered Cherokee citizens.
Cherokee citizens. How many white folks were no longer considered Cherokee as a result of this decision, this recent decision by the Cherokee Nation?
Very few, and okay. Then that's because of basically you have to come in and fill out the forms, and you have to become a citizen by applying and showing that you have this ancestry. We have far more people of African descent.
So there
go through that process.
So just so that I understand this, Mike, there are people of African descent. Are you saying that the people of African descent who were no longer eligible for Cherokee citizenship have not one drop of Cherokee in them? Is that what we're saying here?
Well, here's what we're saying. And it's a little bit complicated because what we go off of, it's a law, it's our Constitution, is what the Dawes rules say.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so there are, and I think you have someone on the line who is a descendant of a freedman that has ancestors on the Cherokee by blood roll.
Right.
And so we know that that is commonplace. We know that that happened. We know that there may be, we hear all the time stories from people that say, my parents were on the roll, my parents were on the wrong roll, my parents did this, or that blood quantum was listed wrong. There's all kinds of apocryphal stories about what did or didn't happen right 100 years ago. We don't make judgments on whether people are Cherokee or not. We don't tell people that they do or don't have Cherokee heritage. We tell people whether they're eligible for Cherokee Nation citizenship or not.
And that's based upon the Dawes list.
Right, and every nation has
a list that
requirements of some sort. I mean, I have,
well, then how
in my family, I have some German background, and I can claim German background. I could go to Germany for Oktoberfest and sing songs and be part of the culture, and I could learn to speak German, but I couldn't become a German citizen. Just because I have that in my background. And so that's really the difference that we're talking about.
But it never, ever used to be the way that you could become a German citizen that way. It used to be that you could become a Cherokee citizen this way. And now the rules have been changed, correct?
Well, for a year, there was that time. There was the 2006 to 2007, we had that discussion.
Right, but that's not so that the German comparison is not really an accurate comparison because you never, ever, ever could become a German that way, but you could become a Cherokee citizen this way.
But I, you're absolutely right. For a year in time, we allowed non-Indian citizenship.
I guess I'm trying to understand, Mike. What is it about the people of African descent who are no longer eligible for Cherokee citizenship, the thousands of people that are no longer eligible that were, what was it about who they are, what they are, where they were in time that caused the Cherokee Nation through their constitution, through their rules, to kick them off?
Well, we need to make sure we're talking about a couple of different things. First is, the 1,000 we're talking really about is 2,800.
Okay.
We have nearly that many, and those are non-Indian freedmen descendants. We have nearly that many descendants of freedmen who are Indians that aren't affected at all. So it's, the question really boils down to, are you a descendant of an Indian or not? That's the key. It doesn't matter if you are a freedman descendant at all. It matters if you're an Indian descendant.
And why were those thousands kicked off?
Because they are not Indians based on the Dawes rule. They do not have an Indian ancestor.
Are any of those people challenging, saying that yes, I do? And how would they challenge? Yes, I am. And you've said many times during this conversation that the Dawes list has a whole lot of problems with accuracy. How does someone prove this?
Well, there's a lot of different ways, and we have actually taken a lot of steps to make sure that we allow that process to go through. We have currently in place. We have a system where you can appeal. If you are being denied citizenship, you can appeal, and that's happened today. There are more than 300 non-Indian freedmen descendants who filed a case in tribal court, and that is being heard now. And while that's being heard, the citizenship rights of non-Indian freedmen are in place. They're intact. So,
right. Yeah. I mean, Congressman Watson has made that clear that everybody's rights are still in place until this is resolved. I guess
But that's through tribal court. I want to add that.
Okay.
That's not something that's happened because of what's going on in Washington, D.C.
And I guess I want to have a discussion about that the same type of issue has occurred with the Seminole indigenous people who wanted to kick the same types of people of African descent out of their tribe. And the federal government weighed in on that, and these people of African descent were reincorporated back into the Seminole Nation. And I also want to have a discussion have some questions for Heather. Heather, I haven't forgotten about you. I want to bring you into the discussion here when we come back. This morning I'm having a discussion about who gets to decide what is identity, what is Indian, what is Cherokee, what is being a freedman, a person of African descent, and should our good government be involved in the decision-making of it all? I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of this conversation. I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection.
Rock me tonight.
144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin.
Just to be close to you.
And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Praise the Lord, Radio Land. This is Bishop John Blue, inviting you to listen every Saturday afternoon at 1:30 for the Jesus Only Church of God of the Apostolic Faith broadcast. We are living in a time when God is moving in His mighty ways, and I am encouraging you to listen and believe so that you might receive the blessings of God has for you every Saturday afternoon at 1:30 right here on AM 920 WGNU.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
In the rain.
still ain't seen nothing like my neighborhood. And of all of the fancy satin and silk, my white cotton feels so good. Search high and low for a place where I can lay my burdens down. Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like the peace that I have found. The little things and the joy they bring.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation about the Cherokee Nation's brand new Battle 2007. Who gets to decide? Should Washington, D.C. have a say in who is considered a full-fledged member of a Native American tribe? Joining me from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Mike Miller, Communications Officer for the Cherokee Nation, and Heather Williams, a Cherokee citizen and a woman of Freedman descent, also, again, from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Heather, what makes you a Cherokee citizen?
I'm a Cherokee citizen through my great-great-great-grandfather, who was a full-blood Cherokee, who is on the original Dawes Rolls. And that is, and through that lineage is how I was able to become a Cherokee citizen back in 1993. I have been a citizen for 14 years.
And the African component to your descendancy, talk to us about that.
My great-great-great-grandmother was African-American who was a Freedman descent. And through that, and as through the history records show, was listed on the Freedman Roll. And so that is, but through the great-great-great-grandfather's lineage is how I was able to be considered a citizen.
What role was your great-great-great-grandfather? Parent listed on, was they, were they listed on the Freedman Roll or were they listed on the Cherokee by blood list?
Now, the great 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 grandfather was listed on the original Cherokee by blood roll.
And that Cherokee by blood roll, was there white in that?
I do believe there was, but my great 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 grandfather was full blood. So I can just speak, attest to our lineage.
Okay. So, and the Freedman lineage comes from where?
I, can you repeat that? I'm
sure.
Sorry.
Sure. The Freedman lineage, it comes from your great-grandmother? How did that work?
It was my great-great-great-grandmother.
Okay.
Who was African-American.
And she was she was on the list as well?
She was on the Freedman roll.
Okay. And are you saying that if I understand this correctly, Heather, being a Cherokee is not a cultural thing. It is as a result of being on this list. Because there are those that would say, raise the question of being a Cherokee, is being part of a community for decades. Does that make you a member of that community, or does having your name on a list make you a member of that community?
Well, anyone who has a by blood ancestor can be a citizen. It does not matter what you look like or what other, you know, racial background that you may have.
Okay. Do you believe, Heather, that a person that has every person that can prove that they've had a Cherokee ancestor should be a Cherokee citizen?
As that anyone that has an ancestor who can have one linked to the original Dawes Roll.
Well, and I guess that's the challenge to me, just logically and in a sense of fairness. If I can prove that my great grandparents were Cherokee, irrespective of whether or not they were on a list that was created, that was an unfair list, that is an inaccurate list, I shouldn't be a Cherokee. I shouldn't be considered a Cherokee citizen.
Well, let me go back and I can attest this to my mother's side of the family. How I am a Cherokee citizen is through my father's side.
Mm-hmm.
On my mother's side, my great-great-grandfather did not get on the roll. As we know that we are listed We know that we have Cherokee ancestry from my mother's side, as well as freedmen. And they're, now his brother was not on the rolls, but my great-great-grandfather. But through that lineage, we were not able to trace it. My grandmother pretty much said he did not get on the roll, and there's just no need to research it, and just pretty much has left it at that, at this point in time.
I guess, but my question is does that seem reasonable or fair to you that if being a Cherokee is having the Cherokee ancestry of blood and a document that is notoriously inaccurate and created by an entity that caused great harm to the Cherokee Nation and treated people unfairly based upon the type of blood that they had, because the people that were on the freedmen list, they didn't receive the same land, or the spouses of freedmen did not receive land allotments, while spouses of Cherokee by blood did, and land given to the freedmen was made available for sale sooner than Indian land. I mean, we have a list that has done unfair things. Does it seem fair to you that simply because your name was not on a list doesn't make you Cherokee, and if you have a Cherokee relatives? Does that seem fair?
Well, basically the United States government has, you know, the guidelines, as well as the Cherokee Nation also has guidelines. And there was really no self-government until 1975. And so at this point, it's the only best thing at this time that Cherokee Nation has to be able to define a citizenship.
But if I can bring in government records that I have a Cherokee relative, why shouldn't that be why shouldn't that be a reflection of my Cherokee citizen? I mean, their citizenship is no different than yours, really, because yours is only, you are only on another list, but that list doesn't prove your Cherokeeship any more than my government document does.
Well, they don't have the proof to be able to show that they had that lineage, one by blood ancestor.
Mike, you want to jump in?
Can I jump in here real quick?
Sure.
I think the important thing is that really is what governments decide. That's what citizenship, and again, it's a hot issue in the United States today, is what makes you a citizen and what is fair and what. You know, what should happen to people who have different situations? And that's a case, it's a thing that has to be addressed on a governmental level. It's not a something that you say, well, how does this feel, or is it more fair to do it this way or this way? It's something that has to be decided through a political process of a government. And
well,
through,
the feelings part of
you
it
know,
goes.
And through the laws of the nation, and that's really what we have to remember here is and the question you raised earlier is who decides this? Is it something that's decided by Indians, that they decide who's in an Indian tribe, or is it decided at a federal government level?
I guess many people would raise the question of the reason why we wonder if the reason why there is this kind of discussion going on is because there's so much money involved right now.
Sure, and I've heard that discussion before. When you say $300 million, that is a large sounding dollar amount.
Gaming right money, and that's always a large amount of money.
Right. Well, in Oklahoma, it's not what you would think compared to say tribes in California or tribes near New York. We're a relatively small state, mm-hmm. and we have a whole lot of Indians here. But mm-hmm. The point that I would make here is that our Cherokee Nation has 280,000 tribal citizens. We have so we're talking really about 1% of the population base of that was non-Indian. So it's not like pie is going to be affected by this 1% one way or the other.
But a whole
it's
lot
really
of...
about whether you're an identity issue, whether or not you have to be Indian to be an Indian tribe.
But a whole lot of people of African descent. I mean, and we have to allow ourselves to have the discussion of the issue of how race plays into this. And I am so sorry. You know what? I would really love to continue this conversation, but we've got to bring it to an end. Tell you what, I would love to have you back.
Okay.
I would love to have you back. Can we do that?
Yeah,
sure.
I think we can, okay. And we just want to make sure people understand that there are plenty of Indian descendants of freedmen that are full citizens like Heather are.
All right. Thank you so much. Mike Miller, Communications Officer for the Cherokee Nation, Heather Williams, a Cherokee citizen, and Liz Brown, a woman of African descent. My name is Liz Brown. We'll be back with Wellness 101. Stay with us.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
I'm Karen Chase. The White House and Congress continue to wrestle for the reins as the war of words continues over the war in Iraq. ABC's David Wright has details.
The bill is passed.
The bill passed last night on a party-line vote would start the pullout by April 1st of next year. Of course, the Senate would have to approve, and the president would likely veto. He seems confident history will prove him right.
I will be able to say I looked in the mirror and made decisions based upon principle.
The president is trying to buy a bit more time, and there was more bad news for him here in Washington last night. Four House Republicans defected to vote for that pullout bill, despite White House efforts to keep them in line.
As the debate rages on in Washington, the battles rage on in Iraq. ABC's Terry McCarthy in Baghdad tells us coalition forces came under fire as they attacked suspected militants in a raid.
The U.S. military killed six Iraqi policemen and seven other suspected militants in a pre-dawn raid, according to U.S. military sources. The raid was targeting a police lieutenant whom the U.S. suspected of being the leader of a Shiite militia group backed by Iran. The U.S. has long known that the police force has been heavily infiltrated by Mahdi Army militiamen, many of whom are involved in death squads and planting roadside bombs in Baghdad. Terry McCarthy, ABC News, Baghdad.
Parents of teens may be relieved to know a new study finds fewer of them are having relations these days. More are using protection, and the teen birth rate has hit a record low. Perhaps not coincidentally, more kids are finishing high school and more are being read to, according to the latest snapshot taken by the National Center for Health Statistics. The implications are quite positive in terms of their health and well-being, according to researchers. Soon, you'll be able to see the world through John Lennon's granny glasses if you have enough money. The ones he wore on the last Beatles tour are going up for bid on the music memorabilia website 991.com, and they're expected to fetch as much as $2 million. This is ABC News.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, I just took all of Billy's art off the fridge.
Yeah?
There's a problem. Come look.
Problem? What could possibly be the... Oh, man.
I know. The fridge is uglier than I remember.
Looking for a good reason to update your appliances? You'll see how with a Home Depot gift card up to a $250 value by mail-in rebate when you buy a major appliance. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Good through August 5th in U.S. only. Minimum purchase $297. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Honey, remember how I felt after swing dancing?
Oh, but you got a pain reliever for your arthritis pain.
That wasn't as bad as trying Dennis.
When you got something just for a sore shoulder.
But I'm done taking different pain relievers. Now I'm all Advil.
Mm-hmm.
It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, and nothing's proven stronger on tough pain.
So what are we waiting for? Let's dance.
I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Compared to OTC pain relievers, for minor arthritis pain, use as directed.
Paris Hilton is out of jail, but ABC's Gil Gross tells us she left a trail of trouble in her wake.
Los Angeles Sheriff's Department has now launched an investigation into how Paris Hilton was treated in jail. Seems even though Sheriff Lee Baca said she'd had the same experience as any other inmate, officials have confirmed to the Los Angeles Times that she was able to use a cordless phone. Everyone else had to wait in line for a payphone, had a captain hand-deliver her mail, and got new uniforms. Most get recycled ones. Not the first time Baca has been charged with dealing out kinder, gentler celebrity justice. He was criticized when Mel Gibson's anti-Semitic rant after a drunk driving stop was withheld from the public until someone leaked it. Gil Gross, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Katie Couric isn't going anywhere. Her boss says he expects her to stick around for the full 5 years she's under contract, despite a recent New York Magazine interview in which she admitted she sometimes wondered why she took the job and it might not have been so appealing had she known it would be so traditional. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a man has been charged with threatening an Illinois senator. 55-year-old Stephen Rain of Alton was arrested Tuesday afternoon and charged with threatening a public official. Police had been notified earlier in the day about a threat against Senator William Hain. Details about the threat were not released. Rain is being held in the Madison County Jail on $100,000 bond. Threatening a public official is a Class 3 felony and could result in 2 to 5 years in prison. Gas prices are skyrocketing all over the country, especially in the Midwest. Rates at some St. Louis area stations jumped to $3.20 a gallon on Wednesday after being under $2.80 the previous night. Analysts say the price hikes are because of last week's floods that forced the closing of the Coffeyville Resources oil refinery in Kansas. The refinery produced more than 100,000 barrels of gasoline a day, which is about 1/7 of the supply for the Great Plains area. Experts say the fuel prices over the next 10 days could be the highest of the year. Finally this hour, the Blues have released their schedule for the upcoming season. Their NHL season opens in Phoenix on October 4th against the Coyotes. The home opener at Scott Trade Center will be on October 10th against the Nashville Predators. The Note will play 6 of their first 10 games on home ice, giving hockey fans an opportunity to welcome newly signed forward Paul Kariya and welcome back center Keith Tkachuk. The preseason starts on September 16th against Atlanta. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. Let's take a final look at your traffic for this 9 o'clock hour, as well as your weather. Westbound 40 between Chesterfield Parkway and Boone's Crossing. Look for an accident. Two lanes are blocked. There's two right lanes that's at Boone's Crossing. Expect slow traffic. Northbound 270 at Doherty Ferry and Manchester. Disabled vehicle caution. That's on the ramp to Manchester Road. Westbound 270 at 5570. Look for, and 159. Look for slow traffic due to an accident at 159 westbound 40 between Big Bend and Brentwood. Look for heavy volume. There's a number of ongoing road construction sites, so just use caution and give yourself a break and slow down. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well in the landing. Westbound 5570 is moving well onto the Poplar Street Bridge, and all your other approaches seem to be doing well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to partly sunny skies with a high in the mid-80s. For this evening, partly cloudy, low in the mid-60s. Saturday, partly cloudy, high around 90. Saturday evening, partly cloudy, low around 70. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 76 degrees, cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the top of the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, stop me. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, stop me.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress.
the progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the wake-up call. But it's Friday and it's 9 o'clock. That means that it is time for Dr. Rosa Kincaid and Wellness 101. Wellness 101. Dr. Kincaid, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right, all right. And it's a gorgeous day out here. We are going to be talking. I have all of these. I just want people to know that I have all of these. Again, whether we're preparing food or not, we have these like medieval-looking devices all over the place. We have a person with a bunch of different a little figurine spacing me here, a human body, a woman's body, with these lines and these little dots all over her. We have a human ear here with these little dots and words and numbers and figures and names all over. We have alcohol here out on the table. We have this little instrument that, again, another little medieval instrument that clicks. What is that?
Oh, this is a instrument that you can use to do acupuncture using electricity.
Okay.
And for people who are afraid of needles.
She's giving it away. She's giving it away. We are going to be talking about acupuncture today. And I guess we also are going to have a guest with us.
Yes, we're going to have a guest with us today, Afua Bromley, who's a licensed acupuncturist.
Afua Bromley, and Afua Bromley's right here in St. Louis, and we're going to bring her into this discussion of acupuncture today on Wellness 101. Afua, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good, and I am here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid.
Great.
Hi.
Hi.
By the way, she is my acupuncturist.
Okay, very good. If you are Dr. Kincaid's acupuncturist. I guess we probably have to start at the beginning, don't we, Doctor?
Yes.
What is acupuncture? Afua.
Well, acupuncture basically is the use of needles specifically, although you can use acupressure, the use of needles to try to restore balance in a person's body. Basically, the way acupuncture works, we look at the body as a system of energy. So anytime your body's energy, which corresponds along what we call meridians or channels of energy, anytime it's out of balance, then you have somebody. It can manifest as pain. It can manifest as disease. Basically, but usually that's later stage. A lot of times there are a lot of symptoms beforehand that people, if you pay close enough attention to, you'll actually can prevent something later on. But
so
basically we use needles to try to restore balance and optimal health.
So let's talk about some of it, because I'm looking at this body, this model that's in front of me right now that Dr. Kincaid has brought into the studio. Mm-hmm. Dr. Kincaid described for us what this model, what these lines and dots on this model's form represent.
Well, this model has all the different meridians that are...
Afua was talking
yes,
about.
That have been studied and documented. Of course, there are meridians and dot points that we don't... that are all over the body, but these are the ones that have been studied and documented to show that they can, that they do restore balance depending on what kind of diagnosis.
Okay, well, okay, a meridian. Describe, Afua, if you can, what is a meridian?
A meridian is literally a channel of energy. And in Chinese medicine, there are 12 major channels and 8 what we call extra channels. So these are actually pathways of energy in the body. So literally that's what you see on the diagram, the model of the body. Or those are the pathways. And
so this line that I see from that starts at the ear and works its way all the way down to the big toe.
Correct.
That's a meridian.
And that's a meridian.
And that's a channel of energy.
Correct.
So explain to us how that connects to a toothache or a backache or a stomach ache. How does that work?
Sure. One of the easiest ways to explain it is, for example, the large intestine channel, which is one of the meridians, one of the major meridians, begins actually on the hand and goes up. It kind of circles up through the one arm, goes up through the neck, and then around the mouth and up and ends near the eye, or basically the actual pathway ends inside the head. Mm. Well, the most common point to treat headaches is actually on the hand between your index finger and your thumb. And so that's how basically that point can treat headaches. The point that's in that web actually drains the energy away from the head, and usually within 30 seconds for most people's headaches, it actually, your headache actually goes away.
My father, when I was young, I had a headache, and he told me to grab that area that Dr. Kincaid just grabbed on my hand, that meaty area between your thumb and your forehand, your thumb and your forefinger, and just press on that. And I did not, now I'm realizing it now that he was showing me something that had to do with this, what you're talking about.
Right, right.
And I thought it was just like one of those old wives, one of those African, you know, African treatments that you pass down from generation to generation, but it goes back further than that.
Well, where does acupuncture come from originally? Well,
actually, originally, the oldest known records of what eventually came to be Chinese medicine were actually found in the tombs of ancient Egypt.
So it is
a lot of therapeutic kind of records of therapeutic practices are very similar to Chinese medicine.
So also, then it is an African, it's an ancient African practice.
It is. And along the wall, the Great Wall of Zimbabwe, actually there is a wall, not like the Great Wall in China, but there is a wall in Zimbabwe where they actually found acupuncture-like tools that they believe, a lot of researchers believe, that those are kind of the predecessors of eventually what came to be known as acupuncture or Chinese medicine today. For simplicity's sake, we usually refer to it as Chinese medicine, but if you actually go through and do some hardcore research and look, it actually does go back to ancient Africa.
Well, I like to I will refer to it from now as ancient African medicine. Now, in terms of what is it address? What kind of things does it cure? If I have, headaches, backaches, what kinds of things can one address with acupuncture?
Literally, I usually tell people anything from what is in your medicine cabinet that you can kind of fix yourself, and even simpler than that, to if you need to go to the emergency room, you need to go to the emergency room. If you're having a heart attack, you need to go to the emergency room. If you've got a bladder infection, I will send you to Dr. Kincaid, and I have done that. But literally everything in between, so headaches, migraines, pain, most people are familiar with it for pain, but arthritis, I actually have a pretty large practice that includes, I see people with HIV, I see people who have cancer, some people who have inoperable cancer who are coming to try to reduce the cancer, I see people to help do chemo support, I do women's health, I specialize in women's health, I also specialize in pediatrics. We rarely use needles for pediatrics. We use a particular type of Chinese massage called Tui Na, pediatric Tui Na, to actually restore balance. But I mean, mental health, kind of the whole gamut. We're trained as basically internists.
Well, let me ask you this question, Afua. If I am on diabetes medicine, I'm a diabetic and I'm on diabetes medicine, and I'm on high blood pressure medicine, or I am on high cholesterol medicine, let's just say I'm a walking medicine cabinet worth of issues, dealing with issues, can I come to you?
Absolutely. I see a lot of people for basically chronic disease management or chronic wellness management. It will not interfere. If people are interested in taking herbs, then I always ask people, regardless, please give me a list, a detailed list of what medications are on. Some herbs will interact with medicine, pharmaceutical medicine, so you do have to be careful there. But for those of us who are licensed and trained in that, we know which ones interact. But acupuncture by itself absolutely will not interfere with any medication that you're on.
I'm a very spiritual person, and, and I know, Dr. Kincaid, you're a very spiritual person as well, some of us who are spiritual believe that there needs to be a spiritual connection with a certain type of procedure in order for this procedure to be successful. Some people have that concept about acupuncture, that there has to be, I have to believe something before acupuncture can work. Is that a correct way to look at acupuncture? Does there have to be that spiritual connection with it?
No, it really doesn't. The first time that I received acupuncture, I actually did not think it would help me. I mostly was doing it to get a friend to stop hassling me. But so I absolutely did not believe that it was going to help me, and I was shocked when I hadn't been able to hear because of an upper respiratory infection and had taken antibiotics. And 5 minutes into the treatment, I could hear, and I hadn't been able to hear for months. So I was totally blown away. And in fact, that was what led me into going to school, and I actually decided not to go to Western Medical School. I dropped my acceptance and went to Chinese Medical School because I was just totally blown away by it. So it does not matter if you believe that it works or not. Now, it certainly doesn't hurt if you believe that it does, but it's not required in order for it to work.
And Dr. Kincaid, you are an MD, all right? You are a doctor that has received her medical degree here in this country with Western ways of looking at things. You believe in acupuncture?
Yes, like I said, Efua is my acupuncturist, and I sought her out because I had something that was Western medicine considered, you know, that there was really no treatment for it. So, when it worked, that's when I said, look, I need to learn how to do this. And the other thing is that it works on animals. So, you know, that you don't really have to believe in it for it to work.
They use it on animals?
It works on animals, yes, that's right. There's studies that it's just a great treatment. It works for addictions. There was a large study done in New York City at Lincoln Hospital where they used it on heroin addicts, and they had a great success rate. So you don't have to believe in it, definitely not.
And Fua, if Western medicine tells people that are on that are diabetic, you're going to be on this medication probably for the rest of your life, or you're going to be taking these high blood pressure pills until you're done. Does acupuncture work like that? If I take acupuncture, will I have to continue to do it for the rest of my life?
I always tell people it is, and Dr. Kincaid will tell you the same thing, especially with chronic disease that is especially lifestyle-induced.
Meaning your
lifestyle has helped to bring this about. So
like you
high
eat
blood
the
pressure
wrong
is definitely it, and diabetes also. It is really a partnership. What we do with acupuncture and Chinese medicine really begins to help that healing process, but ultimately people have to take responsibility for their actions. It's not, you know, if you continue to eat incorrectly, don't exercise, don't get enough rest, you are probably going to continue to need that medication. So I tell people, you know, don't stop taking your medicine just because you're getting this.
Well, you still have to come back and keep getting acupuncture treatments as well then.
If for long term, for chronic disease management, you're going to need ongoing treatment. Now, what I usually do for that, and I know Dr. Kincaid does too because we share some of the same patients, is hardcore lifestyle changes. People really have to diet and exercise, bottom line. If you want to be off your diabetes medication, acupuncture will help, but you have got to change your lifestyle.
Now, I have been to some events where they have had acupuncture, little showings of acupuncture. People could come up and get free acupuncture, health fairs, if you will. And, in fact, I was at one. I believe, Afua, you were there at Connect Care was doing a health fair.
Yes.
And they had acupuncture.
Yes.
And I was trying to get some of the women there, because it was a women's only thing, some of the women to go try the acupuncture. And they were like, oh, it's going to hurt. It's needles. I'm not going to do that. It's needles. It's going to hurt. I can't wrap my head around laying down and let people stick needles in me. Does it hurt?
It doesn't. The most that you would feel on some of the points is maybe a mosquito bite. But our needles are extremely thin. You can fit at least 5 of our needles into a regular syringe. So most of the points you won't even feel go in.
And
people are always shocked that, you know, it doesn't hurt, it doesn't bleed, that, you know, they look down and they might have 5 or 6 needles in their body, and they're looking down and they're, you know, wow.
Or they fall asleep.
Right.
And they're like, how'd that get in me? Because I was ready to feel it. These are people that were waiting to feel this stuff, and they didn't feel it.
Right.
And the other piece of it is Dr. Kincaid has handed me 8 of these little needles, and they are so teeny, teeny, absolutely teeny tiny little needles. And I guess one of the things that people also want to know, aside from does it hurt, is this really expensive?
It's not. It is. There are a number of places around town. I have a private practice, and the treatments are $75, so it's a little on the high side. But I also work at 2 community clinics, one at Connect Care. I'm at Connect Care now, one twice a week, and at Community Health and Partnerships. Services or CHIPS on North Grand, and we have sliding scales, so your visits could be anywhere from $10 to the most $40. So it's really extremely affordable.
And one of the things that we're going to do here on the show at the bottom of the hour when we come back from the break, Dr. Kincaid is going to perform some acupuncture on the air. I think we're going to be able to get Howard
on
in
Howard.
On Howard. And we're going to do a little bit on me too, because I want to as well. So we're going to do that. And I guess, Afua, going back to you, who should come in and take your services? Do you have to have a chronic illness?
You don't. You don't. I have people who just come in for stress management.
Mm.
They are stressed. I also have people who come in about once a quarter. They're perfectly fine and in great health. They just want a tune-up. And so I tell people, if you want a tune-up ongoing, you know, come in once a quarter, change of seasons. If you want to come in more often, because most people in the U.S. are under a lot of stress, you know, come in once a month.
You know what, and I think that I like that idea, Fuller, because we are, Dr. Kincaid, aren't we all just, and people, particularly people of African descent, because we do a lot of denying of the stress that we're under, but we are under a lot of stress. So even if you don't are taking diabetes medicine, you aren't taking high blood pressure or whatever medicine, stress is a great reason, because there's nothing in Western medicine outside of putting some drugs in your body that they say to deal with the stress that we're under.
Yes.
Right.
And the other thing that I really like about acupuncture and the whole concept of this type of medicine is that it treats disease subclinically. In other words, it can detect disease before it shows up.
Really?
Yes. And
how does that work?
Because the way that you diagnose it, most of Western diagnosis, you have to see something in order to diagnose the disease. But for for this type of medicine, you use pulses. There are 12 pulses. Mm-hmm. In Western medicine, we have one. In this type of medicine, there are 12 pulses. And you also look at the tongue. And you are able to diagnose the disease before it manifests. And you're able to treat it and balance and get those energy channels open before it manifests. So that's the beauty and elegance of this type of treatment. You don't wait. They can tell something before it happens. That's why you go in, even when you feel great, you should go in and get yourself balanced.
Your energy channels are unblocked and cleaned and clear. Right, Afua?
Yes. Absolutely. And the best, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Absolutely. And I know that's an old African proverb. I know that's an old African proverb. Afua Bromley, licensed acupuncturist, thank you so much for joining this morning on Wellness 101.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. Mm. Right back at you. Listen, folks, we're going to come back. We are going to do some acupuncture on the air. Then we are going to give away how many? Two free acupuncture treatments at the quarter till hour. Be prepared because we're going to ask you to call in and articulate for us why you should receive one of these two free acupuncture treatments at Dr. Kincaid's, her office right there in Maplewood. So be prepared at the quarter till hour. Have your reasons in mind because we're going to be asking you for those. We're taking a break. We'll be back. Howard's going to get stuck. When we come back, stay with us.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion T-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion T-shirts and softball team T-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous T-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your T-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in every Friday at 5:15 for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to, and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage from your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back to Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, and we are doing acupuncture today. Dr. Kincaid, we're going to do acupuncture on me and acupuncture on Howard. Howard, can you come in now? You want me to start with you? All right, we're going to bring Howard in, because, and then we'll do me, okay?
Okay.
Then we'll do me. We're going to bring Howard in and do some acupuncture on Howard. And Dr. Kincaid, how about doing a little diagnosis on Howard over the air here as you are looking at him? You can take your headphones off there. Take your headphones off and talk into the microphone, and let's do some diagnosis.
Okay. Would you like to sit down?
Yes, ma'am.
If it's comfortable. And tell me, is there anything in particular do you want me to just do a general kind of thing?
You got to speak in the microphone.
Okay. All right. Well, let me take a look at your tongue. Okay. Looks like we have a midline crack right in the area where the gastrointestinal tract is. So it looks like you may have some imbalance in the gastrointestinal tract. And also, it looks like
he had Cheetos today, Dr. Kincaid.
So, and also, it looks like you may have a little bit of the general kind of burnout from stressful living.
I bit a hole through my tongue when I was a kid, so that may be what you're saying.
Is that right? Oh, okay. But the crack also extends further back. And we use the reason why, one of the reasons why we use that, the tongue diagnosis, because you have to remember 2,000 years ago when this stuff was developed, people didn't go to doctors and take all their clothes off. That's right. They would be covered. Yeah, well, yes. And the other thing is I'm going to just feel your pulse, your 12 pulses. Okay. And how are you feeling today?
I feel pretty good. I have a shoulder impingement, so that comes on. When I was a kid, I was bitten by a mosquito carrying St. Louis encephalitis, and I had a stroke when I was 18 months old.
Okay.
So what you're feeling for the 12 pulses right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And so that you all know what she's doing, Howard has his hand out, and Dr. Kincaid has four of her fingers at the upper part of his hand where the meat of the thumb below that, not in the traditional place, the middle of your arm where there, your wrist where doctors normally take your pulse, or we're familiar with it, it's along the side underneath the base of the thumb where she has three of her fingers placed taking the pulse.
That's right.
The 12 pulses.
Play by play.
We're doing a medical play by play here.
And now we're going to go on the other side.
And a hush goes over the audience.
Okay.
Okay.
Same type of a thing, only, same type of action by Dr. Kincaid, looking for the pulses there. What are you feeling for, Dr. Kincaid?
Well, I'm feeling for the character of the pulse,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's thready, whether it's I have to go really, really deep to feel it, whether it's very, very slow, whether it's rapid.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of these pulses really is associated with a different organ and different meridians.
Mm-hmm.
So
different energy channels.
Different energy channels, right. So
one
is superficial and the other one is deep, and you have to kind of feel for a while. One is like you give a very light touch,
mm-hmm.
and one is like a very deep touch.
Like a harder clutch on there.
Yes, oh. Yes, yes.
So what are you discovering with Howard's energy level?
Pulse.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know there is a pulse. There is a pulse.
Yes, pulses. So his kidney channel is a little bit weak, a little bit weak. And so that would give us an excuse to do some acupuncture in his ear, because actually the ear, if you look at the ear, it looks like the kidney. And that's one of the areas that, you know, that we could, yes, yes.
Well, and actually, look at that right there. Look at the diagram of the ear. Look at the ear, it looks just like a kidney, doesn't it?
Yes.
So the ear is aware a lot of times that you put, you do a lot of the acupuncture.
Yes, yes.
All right, so where do we go from here, Dr. Kincaid?
Okay, well,
you're picking up a device, and it looks.
With Howard, we could use needles, or if you like, I could use this. I could use electrical.
Okay. Because we only have a few minutes here, Dr.
We only
Kincaid.
Have a few minutes
so
here.
Let's
speed it up.
Yes, let us decide what we are going to do. It looks like Dr. Kincaid's going to do the needle piece.
Yes.
You're going to do the needle piece.
I'm going to do the needle.
And because this is a medical procedure, we're using the alcohol. She's taking the cotton ball and soaking it with alcohol because.
I'm not drinking.
Yeah, he's not. Howard is not drinking it, and we're going to the left or the right ear.
Yes. And because the impingement is on the right side, I'm going to use the left ear because. We have the cross desiccation of the nervous system. So
you go to the opposite side.
All right.
So the ear has been cleaned with a cotton ball with alcohol on it, and now Dr. Kincaid is taking some of the needles that she showed me before, these itty-bitty, teeny-tiny needles. And one of the questions, again, that people always ask is, does this hurt, and how are you going to be able to speak to what it feels like when someone puts an acupuncture needle in you? Before she's doing that, she's taking this device that looks like one of those modern-day temperature gauges that they put in your ear sometime, only it's a little bigger than that. And it's making this really sound.
Does that hurt?
Did that hurt?
No.
Okay, you cringe like it did hurt.
Just stung like a mosquito.
Okay.
And the noise is more.
Okay. Turn your head this way.
Okay, she's turning his head, has his ear.
Take a deep breath.
Howard's taking a deep breath.
Deep breath. You okay?
You okay? Yep. Did that hurt?
No problem at all.
Okay, so now the needle has been inserted into the ear, and the device is being put in his ear again. It's a real, like a buzzy little mosquito buzz also, isn't it, Howard?
That just stings his touch.
Okay, so which area are you putting this device
and
the needle in the ear?
Okay, now I'm going to his shoulder area.
And this is the first time you've had acupuncture, isn't it, Howard?
It's the first time.
Okay.
Kind of stings just a little bit.
Okay.
It stings a little bit, but it is nothing to no.
Usually the points that need to be treated when you push down on them, they're gonna hurt a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it does hurt when you push down.
Deep breath.
Taking a deep breath, we're inserting another needle into Howard's ear.
How's that?
Very cool.
Actually, you know, it kind of looks like cool jewelry there, hanging out the ear here.
So I'm going to do one more in the ear, and then I'm going to do one in the stomach and the gastrointestinal area on your leg.
Okay.
So we're hitting another area, we're putting the device in.
Stings we can push in. Yeah. She's loving this.
Okay, so we have two needles
in. You need a tree. You got a lot of point. You got a lot of issues.
A lot. Okay.
I got a lot of issues.
All right. How's that?
Feels good.
Feels good.
Okay, now I'm going to do something, again, work with the principle of opposites. I'm treating that right shoulder, so I'm going to work on your left leg.
Okay,
so now we are going to the left leg, and Dr. Kincaid is examining the leg, feeling along the calf side of the leg, up and down. And what are you looking for, Dr. Kincaid?
There's a point here, a very powerful point that it's associated with the kidney, the liver, the gallbladder.
We're looking for an area on your leg.
I want to know if it hurts.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, then that's where I want to go right there.
Now, are you surprised, Howard, for her to be pressing on your leg right there to see that it hurts like that?
No, because it's a pressure point. And it's like she was saying with regard to the fact that if it's an affected area, it's going to be something that's going to...
Because normally this should not hurt. Okay. If you push down on someone's leg there, it should not hurt.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
Somebody that has the problem,
right.
It's going to... Right there. Okay, and I'm just going to...
That hurts.
I'm just going to put a little a push down here so that I can get the needle in the right spot. That's the point, right?
Yeah.
I saw Howard jump a little bit. That's the point.
It's not the needle. The needle, when I push down, it hurts, but then when I use the needle, it doesn't hurt. And so I'm going to get a larger needle here.
Okay. And by larger needle, we're talking about little gauge on it.
Yeah. It's only allowed to go in a certain depth.
Okay.
It can't go in any further. It has a needle guide.
Okay.
And so it can't go deep or too far. It can only go that far.
Okay.
And all of them can only go that far.
Okay. So we're now going in. We're putting the needle in.
Okay. Deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
You okay?
Yep.
Okay. Got it?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to put another one here in the stomach point.
Okay, and only the stomach point is on the knee.
You use different landmarks. There's different landmarks that I use.
Okay.
And I'm going to see if it hurts over here in this area.
Okay, it hurts. it hurts, I can tell. There wasn't any sound, but the face said, oh, yeah, when she put her thumb on it, when she touched it, not with a needle, when she touched it. We're going to take a break. We're going to keep putting needles in Howard, and we're going to take a break. We will be back. When we come back, I want you to start making your phone calls now at 454-0400. Get on the air. Explain to us why you should be one of the people that receives a free acupuncture treatment from Dr. Kincaid. You need to start calling now at 454-0400. We'll be back after the break. Thanks, Charlie. Thank you so much. Stay with us.
Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay. Have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night, 361-7127.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs, Sears. 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top 6 appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Winning Wake Up Call, analyzing the story shaping your world.
Welcome back to Wellness 101. I'm here. My name is Liz Brown, and of course, Dr. Kincaid is here. She has performed acupuncture on Howard. Now she's moving to me. Before we go to me, Howard, how you feeling?
I feel good.
You feel good?
Yeah, I do.
You look funny. You have these needles hanging out your ear.
Oh, you're just jealous.
And Dr. Kincaid, you have felt on my pulses. You've done my 12 pulse examination. What'd you feel?
Well, I felt with you, you're watery. Mm-hmm. You have a little bit of an imbalance with the water. Mm-hmm. So we need to stimulate your liver channel to try to dry up some of the extra fluid.
Okay, so where are you going to start? What part of my body are you going to start with?
I'm going to start with you and some of the liver points in your leg.
Very good. While you're working on the liver, I'm going to go to some of the people that want to get...
Just relax.
I'm going to relax my leg, and she's going to be working on my leg. And in the meantime, I'm going to take some of our callers here that want to be one of the winners, because we're going to give away two. We're going to give away two opportunities for people to have a free acupuncture treatment by Dr. Kincaid at her office. All you have to do is call in at 454-0400 and let us know the reason why you believe that you should be the person that gets the free acupuncture. R. Thorne, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Talk to me about why you should get the free treatment from Dr. Kincaid, her acupuncture.
Well, I've always been curious about acupuncture, and if the opportunity presented itself for me to find out if there's any benefit I can achieve from it, I would be more than happy to.
All right. And you know what I'm going to do, Althorne? I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to let Charlie get your phone number, and we will be letting you know if you are one of the lucky people, all right?
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right. She's getting ready to stick me right now.
Look out.
You know what? And that didn't hurt at all. Are you done?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Been done. No, that didn't hurt at all. But when you pressed in that place... Mm-hmm. It hurt.
Yeah, it does.
It hurt.
Yeah,
it when you press there, it hurts.
Yeah, it does.
Does this hurt?
Actually, no. That one doesn't hurt. That doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. Okay, let me get to another caller here. Lee, the reason why you should have a free acupuncture treatment.
Yes. Liz, I mean, just the reason that you're on the phone and you're actually getting the treatment is enough in itself. I mean, I've been extremely curious about it. I have a problem with my left knee. and they recommended, the doctor recommended that I get it scoped, and I honestly just don't have the time. I can't take that type of time off of work. So, I mean, okay, if I win, that would be wonderful. That would be a great opportunity to be able to get it. But even if not, I'm still going to make an appointment to get it.
Very good.
I very much want to get it.
If you're not one of the lucky winners, you can always call down and make an appointment with Dr. Kincaid at 644-0000. I'm going to put you on hold and let Charlie get your phone number. All right, Lee?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Marty, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How you doing this morning, Liz?
I'm getting acupuncture needles put in me. Ow. Okay, that wasn't the needle. That wasn't the needle. That was the pressure point that she was trying to fix with me. Ow. But I'm a baby, so the needles don't hurt, but the pressure point, Howard, it's the pressure point that really, that.
Pressure point's the one.
Pressure, yeah, yeah. But, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Marty. Tell me why.
Well, the reason why, I'm a glutton for punishment.
Oh, okay.
And I think that looking at those little needles, I've always wondered how it could actually do a person good in certain areas.
Okay.
So I would like to try that out and see how that works.
All right, Marty. Thanks for your call.
It'll probably be me and my wife. My wife would probably do it too.
Okay. Bring your family in.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna put you.
What's the number for the doctor?
644-0000.
644.
Yes. 0000. Okay,
Kincaid.
Dr. Kincaid. All right, okay. Putting you on hold. And Craig, good morning.
This is Sister Grace.
Oh, this is Sister Grace. Good morning, Sister
Grace.
Good morning.
Grace. First of all, I wish I was fully employed. I would be at Dr. Kincaid's office as soon as you get there. But I'm working part-time. I'm having trouble with this right leg. I've been limping for about a year now. And I hope I can be one of the lucky ones to have that.
Very good. Very good. I'm going to put you on hold, and you're going to give us your number, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And let me go down to, who is this? This is Edward?
Yes, it is, Liz.
Edward, good morning. I'm getting needles inserted in me and pressure points examined while we are talking. Ow. Okay, that was a pressure point. That was a pressure point. That was a pressure point. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
I hope so. She's fighting half of us awake.
No, and I just want to be clear. It's not the needle at all. It's never been the needle. I have all kinds of needles in me. When she finds out what hurts you, you're going to hurt too. When she pushes that point on your body with her thumb or her finger to say, is this the area that you're having problem with? And the answer is yes. And then when she puts the needle in, that doesn't hurt at all. At all. Okay.
I have a phobia about needles myself.
You don't even see it. This is not even worth a phobia. Dr. Kincaid.
No, what I'm really doing, I made the diagnosis of where the energy channel is blocked or where it's weak. Okay, and then I know which meridian that I'm going to. I'm going to a certain meridian that corresponds to what I diagnosed. And those are the points that I expect to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And when I push down, they do hurt.
Yeah, and so then you put the needle in it, and that's the thing that helps you. And so tell me again why you want the free treatment?
Well, I got a couple problems, Liz. I have acne.
Mm-hmm. Oh, does it work for acne, doctor?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go right ahead. So you have an acne issue. Okay.
And I've got a spur on my left foot, and I was wondering about you got me with that.
Okay. All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold.
I smoke. I'm trying to stop.
Smoker. Okay. Okay.
We have these things called ear seeds,
uh-huh,
where we put these on the points, mm-hmm, to get people to stop smoking, and it stays in for several days. And so anytime they feel like they want to smoke or something, you just stimulate the seeds in the ear by yourself.
Very good, Edward. I'm going to put you on. These are ear seeds. I'm going to put you on hold, Edward, and we will. I'll let you know if you are a winner. All right.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Lorraine.
Let me put. This is Lorraine.
Yes, Lorraine. Tell us why you want to get a free treatment, a free acupuncture treatment from Dr. Rosa Kincaid.
Well, first of all, it's a few reasons. One is I'm a high blood pressure patient. I have been since I was 24.
Wow.
Off and on. And over the years, it started to build up and get worse, mm-hmm, off and on because of stress and trying to maintain stress management. And I've become a full-blown vegetarian because of all this. and through my research, but I also have occasional migraines at times.
Okay.
Which probably is due to stress.
Okay.
But last year I was hit by a car last April of 06, and I think it would benefit me extremely.
Very good. I'm going to put you on hold, Lorraine. I'm going to have Charlie.
Actually, the name is LaRoyce. Like LaRoyce. LaRoyce.
Okay. LaRoyce. Okay. Uh-huh. Thank you so much, LaRoyce.
Thank you.
All right. And let me do maybe one more caller here. How are we doing here, Howard? You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
You're feeling good? And, again, for those of you that were not able to get in or cannot weigh in on the contest of it, if you want to have one of these treatments by Dr. Kincaid, with Dr. Kincaid, the number is 644-0000. That's Dr. Kincaid's number. And, okay. Howard's laughing. I don't even want to know. I don't want to know. I mean, I'm having a flashback to Little House of, or Little Shop of Horrors and David Murray. What's his name? Murray. Bill Murray in the dentist seat, loving the loving it. All right, we're going. Okay, okay. All right, listen, folks. We're going to call the winners. We're going to call the winners and let you know. I want to thank everybody for listening this morning as we've done our acupuncture show. Dr. Kincaid, any final words that you want to give on the issue of acupuncture? She's using this amazing little device on my head that is okay, everybody needs to go to her office and say, give me one of those devices. And we got to go. I want to thank Dr. Kincaid so much. This is Wellness 101. My name is Liz.